Fridays at noon on Static Radio.
Okay, so it's
6 a.m.
6:01.
6:01, Static Radio here. A beautiful Tuesday morning. A bit chilly.
Yeah.
We just played some Starflyer 59 right there. That's the...
classic.
That's classic rock.
So what do you think you get us, Steve-O?
Steve-O, man, that is just... I think tomorrow... well, it just gives us free passes while we're sleeping in.
Oh, no. You know what I'm saying? Actually, I'm out tomorrow.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
So I'm sleeping in tomorrow.
We're going to plan a wedding.
All right, I'm gonna sleep until 7. I figure, you know, two times being this late, you know.
In 1 month.
One week. I've only been here a week and 2 days.
True.
Yeah.
What day was that? Was that like Thursday or Friday?
I don't know. I have it written down in my personal diary. It's called the Vendetta Diary. I just,
you keep a record of
moments. Oh, I think I see him. That's crazy.
I think he's grouchy.
Man, so you have a big week coming up.
Yeah. My daughter's getting married.
Hey, congratulations.
Thanks, man.
That's going to be big. Is this your first daughter that you've...
It's my only daughter.
Walked down the aisle?
Yeah.
You're going to cry?
I don't know.
What? What do you mean you don't know?
You know what? I was cool as a cucumber when I got married, and then when...
I had to tell Steve-O that we were on air. Yeah. You know, the light's blinking. It's kind of awkward for him.
I was cool as a... when I was getting married, cool as a cucumber.
Yeah?
And then when my wife started walking down the aisle...
oh, wow, yeah.
Weak at the knees.
Right, right.
Yeah, I'll probably weep like a little baby.
Good, you should. Let it all just, you know, just feel it all.
Yeah, she's pretty special.
That's great, man. Congratulations.
Thanks, man. How many girls do you have?
None.
Just got a little boy?
No, I'm just kidding. I hope to have several hundred children.
Yeah.
I want to start an orphanage, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think it'll be good.
If you ever have to walk a girl down the aisle, I hope you sob like a little girl.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Hey, there's good music on the way. John Mark McMillan. Some great worship there. Pomegranates.
I've never heard of the Pomegranates. Is that local?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
I know Sly's Alter Ego. More Rockwell stuff.
Oh, okay.
Here they go.
All right. We'll
let Steve-O in the studio.
All right, Mike.
You know, Steven and Steve-O bring you through the rest of the morning.
The Pomegranates.
Woo!
Song called 50s. I'm 50s.
Good.
Hey! I did my hair today.
You did do your hair. I wouldn't wear that all day.
Very lame of me to just say that, because I have a really manly mustache, and I just said I don't want to put headphones on, because...
you're a man.
You're a real man. I guess if I want to hear the show, I'm going to have to put these on.
Oh, my gosh. Did anybody tell you that it's Tuesday?
It is.
Oh, man.
6:08 in the Tuesday morning. One of the biggest video games of the last 15 years coming out.
Mario Brothers.
This morning.
Halo.
It's called Diablo 3, actually. It's pretty gnarly.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Blizzard, they'd make a little game called World of Warcraft.
You lost me at hello.
Only like 12,000 people. Do I sound doubled?
12,000. But I think it's because I hear it through the headphone. I'm not sure.
No, shouldn't be like that. That's not cool, man.
No.
Yeah! Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this.
There you go.
Yeah?
Sounds better.
Yep, does.
So, great. So, now that you just advertised for this satanic video game of yours, why don't you tell us a little about it?
I didn't advertise. It just, you know, it's been long anticipated. They've been building this game for like a decade or something crazy like
that.
No,
I did see the commercials. I'm like, oh, great, another anime movie.
And then
I was like, oh, wow.
It's a video game.
It's
a gnarly video game. I'm not recommending it at all. Of course, GameAndMovieGuide.com, we review stuff, so I actually got a copy, and I'm going to be checking it out. And reviewing it, but already...
Praise God.
Yeah, exactly. Already, I'm like, you know, man, because the idea is this battle, which, I don't know if you know, this is actually going to happen. Heaven pours down, and hell comes up, and it's like this crazy, you know, angels versus demons versus...
So are you the angels or the demons?
You're the good guys.
Oh, that, yeah. My, so yeah, I recommend it.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought you were just like Satan trying to take souls. I don't know.
No.
It's Diablo 3.
Diablo is the bad guy, obviously.
I don't know if you knew this, but I caught that.
In New Mexico, we kind of know things, but Diablo is actually Spanish for the Diablo.
I do know that
so,
as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. So, El Diablo.
Yes.
The Diablo.
That's great, man. Good for you.
Yeah.
good for your spirit and soul, mind, body.
I think Tooth and Nail had something to do with it because one of the new characters they created was the Demon Hunter.
No way. That's awesome. I wish it had something to do with that.
Yeah, probably not. This is like a billion-dollar video game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Tooth and Nail is like a...
$700.
$10,000. I'm just kidding.
Tens of tens of dollars.
Tens of tens.
Operation. Oh, God bless them.
I'm just... Hey, that's where you got your start.
Absolutely. No, I love Tooth and Nail.
That's how we met.
That is
little
how we met.
Little Tooth and Nail acoustic whatever thing that you were doing.
I don't know. What
were you doing?
I don't know. It was the worst waste of time.
Yeah.
It was the beginning. It was the beginning of an era.
Take us back to the beginning.
Well, yeah. Man.
You and Joe.
Me and Joe from Amberlin.
Yeah.
We got into a little minivan with this radio... promoter, I don't know what you would call it, but we started driving around to other state, well, all these stations. Well, we were with this band, and I want to think they were called not 7 Day Grace, but it was like
Seventh Day Slumber.
But it was some name.
Three Days Grace.
No, something like that. Three strikes, you're out. Yeah. I don't know. Some spiritual number and then some significant spiritual word attached to it.
Man, no.
I don't know. Seven crowns of coming.
It's not Seventh Day Slumber?
It's six geese a-laying, five golden. I don't know. So it's this. Anyway, they were big on like Christian, not even alternative stations, just Christian mainstream. I don't even know.
12 Stones. 30 Seconds to Mars.
Wow.
38th Parallel.
Whoa.
3D Remedy.
You wish.
For Him.
For Him.
Seventh Time Down.
Seven Geese a Lake.
Seventh
Day Slumber. It doesn't matter. They're gone.
30 Seconds to Mars. Did I already say them?
Yeah, twice.
But they're so good, you guys just want to mention them twice.
So it was so awkward because every time that we would go to a station... You know, like, everybody wanted to talk to them. And then we get on the radio and it's, now, who are... Now, I'm sorry. Just refresh us audience people that just... This literally happened in Chico, California. Just tell us now who are you? And then she played, you know, we're trying to explain, oh, we're from Florida, or this, you know, alternative band or whatever. She turned up the song and it was like Paper Thin Him. It was like...
Changed the World.
Changed the World.
This one.
Oh, whatever it is.
Do you guys still remember anything from Blueprints?
Yeah, we play Lost Ones, we play Ready Fuels.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So she turns this song up right here, and she just immediately turns it down. It was just like, oh, you're just like, oh, so you're a rock band. Well, thank you so much for being here. And I was just like, oh, this is so awkward. That's literally how it was the majority of the time until we got to Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And one of the guys in this band is now in Cutlass of that other band that we... That's all I got.
Seven places.
Whoa!
I would have gone crazy. Jeff Gilbert.
Sure.
Who is actually no longer in Cutlass.
Whatever.
As of recently. Good friend of ours. He drummed for... In between Seven Places and Cutlass, he drummed for the Echoing Green.
You know what I love about you, Steve-O, is the fact that, like... You act like I'm deaf because your sign language, you're just signing everything you're doing. He's drumming.
I talk with you hands.
Yes, you do talk with your hands. Then don't talk and then just use hand motions.
I couldn't imagine. All right, if I had my hands in my pockets, I'm going to try.
Uh-oh.
I will bet you
a burrito.
Yeah. That I can't talk for the rest of the hour.
No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, yeah, Seven Places. That was it.
Yeah.
And so they, you know, they would go and get all these like... You know, big CCM interviews, and we would just sit in the background, and people would be like, okay, so thanks for coming. We're like, we didn't even do anything. We're their roadies. So
which is
funny.
Weird, because that's just not... Seven Places wasn't even Tooth and Nail. They were BEC.
You know, they lumped us together.
Wow.
You know, whatever.
I got no words to say.
Yeah, I know. Neither did I.
So it went from this to...
Yeah.
This. Hey, everybody.
Right. They were just like, oh, this is... I get it. It has a beat.
Yeah.
Oh, you can dance to it.
Seven places, everybody. This song's called Landslide.
Oh, we're not really going to play it.
No.
Listen to it.
Hey, come on. This was good.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sounds like All American Rejects. Well, that
except
part.
This was older.
Sure.
No, I'm not really going to play it.
You know good music.
I know good music.
You are singing along.
Because you guys showed up, and we ended up hanging out. And we
that's how it all began.
We got stuck as friends.
We did. It was good. So you were the only station that was like, no, we would actually probably play this.
Yeah. Everybody. Well, we were already playing Change the World.
Oh, that's awesome.
For like a day or two. Like, we had just gotten it, and I think Joey was the music director at the time.
Right.
So we started playing it, and I was like the new, almost intern here. And they're like, oh, go hang out with that new band. Go drive that new band around.
Remember,
I had to, like,
awesome.
Drive you guys to go get, I don't even remember.
Probably coffee.
Take you to the moth-infested hotel you're staying at.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember
we still
that?
Talk about that.
Yeah.
I was just talking about that the other day. Because we called out the front desk, and we were like, you know there's hundreds of moths in a room? And they're like, did you know there's hundreds of moths in every room? And I was like, well, what do we do? Like, do we just,
yeah.
And they're like, kill them.
Yeah.
Like, that was our job.
Right.
And I was like, I don't know. But we literally, Joey was so freaked out, he
dude.
Had to kill them all.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't want them crawling in my mouth. I'm not going to wake up going,
yeah.
Breakfast. And so he had to kill them all.
Dude, it happens once, I don't know. I don't know that it happens every year. It was very bad this year.
But I don't understand. Why don't
very
you just
bad.
Close the door? Where do they come in from? Like
vents. I mean, we're
oh
talking hundreds.
My gosh.
My car is still disgusting. From look, there's one right there. There's moths. They were everywhere, like covering the windows.
That's,
we took photos.
That is nuts.
It was because we had a short winter or something like that, and it didn't deep freeze enough to kill the worms of doom or something. I don't know. They were trying to explain it on the news. So they were here for a couple
wow.
weeks and then just migrated away south.
That is,
it's creepy.
Do mothball sales just skyrocket?
That's actually a myth. Mothballs aren't for these are Miller moths, and you're thinking of like
I don't know
clothes moths.
I'm thinking
that's
about my grandmother's house and that
right
pungent stench.
Yeah, see, those are the little white ones that actually eat fabric. These
I don't know why
fabric.
I would think that mothballs would detract moths.
Right.
You know.
Because that's actually where you would get the pheromone to detract moths.
I see. Sure. Anyway. No, just kidding. That's awesome. Yeah, so that's where we met, man. And we've
that
been
is.
Friends, you know. You've called me friend ever since.
Yeah, I've called
I've
you.
Called you acquaintance. That's cool. Just go with it.
Oh, man.
Yep.
And that was like a decade ago. This is ridiculous. We're old.
That's good.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm pretty
so,
excited.
Good job. Good job, you. You
good
made
job,
it.
You made it. Look at you.
I'm still doing the same thing. You're like seven records later and awesome.
Yeah, but see, here we go. You started as an intern, and now you are running
director.
This church.
Yeah.
No. I saw how you talked to the pastor yesterday. I saw you hand him notes. Here's what you must preach on next week. Okay, Steve-O. You got it, big guy.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. We're actually going to have Skip on for the Static 500, sort of. He's going to be out of town. But he's been putting some stuff together, and he's been talking and whatnot. And
oh,
gearing
great.
Up for it. He's an amazing dude.
I'm sure he
His
is.
His son, Nate, my co-host for Shock Therapy Live.
Okay.
So,
I see a picture of him.
You see? Yeah, right
there.
There
he is. He's on
That's
the wall.
My buddy. He'll be here for the Static 500 as well, which is going down May 23rd through the 25th.
That is awesome.
Hello, random phone caller.
Hey, this is Matthew from Albuquerque. I called yesterday.
Hey, how's it feel to be a day older than your birthday yesterday?
Oh, it feels good.
You will never be 12 again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever.
Ever.
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
So good, man.
Just great, man.
Oh, man. You know what? This morning I woke up at like 5:40 and like, and I'm still going to listen into your guys' radio station no matter what.
Right.
That's awesome. That's
yeah.
great. What time does school start?
For me, the first bell at OBJ starts at 8:10.
Wow.
And why? Dude. No, I'm sorry. Why did you get up at 5:40?
Well, my bus picks me up at 6:35 in the morning.
Oh,
so
my
just stops around the
goodness.
Area. So
this is the longest bus ride. I could get to El Paso quicker on a bus.
Oh, you guys make me laugh so much. Oh, my goodness. Well, I just called here to tell you guys good morning, okay?
Hey, dude, I got to get you your own theme song. You are like,
you should
my
call
new
in
favorite
and we're
going to
talk.
Caller.
Yeah, this is great.
It's amazing.
You're so polite.
You are.
I know. I was so rude at 12/13.
All right.
Okay, you have a good day, man.
You
I gotta
too.
Get going.
All right.
Bye-bye.
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 See you later.
Bye.
He's so assertive.
I know. I love it.
Yeah.
So articulate, too.
I know, right?
I feel like if he explained thermodynamics, I would actually understand it.
Right.
Here, guys. No, it's simple. Let me tell you. Imagine that we're all boats floating in a ship. What?
Oh, man.
Did
wow.
he just say boats floating in a ship? I understand
I have no idea.
It's Matthew.
Wow. Coming from their Love record, the Juliana Theory, a song called Bring It Low. Static, good morning. Reliant K, Devastation and Reform right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Are they local?
627 now. They are local to
I'm
you.
Just kidding, yeah. They're awesome.
Like, we're talking blocks.
Like, literally, throw a baseball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good dudes. You know what? What's so funny about Reliant K is, though, is they're all five in different bands. Like, if you look at each one of them, they all, think about it. Ethan looks like he's, like, in a, you know, like a punk rock band.
Well, it came from the Supertones.
Like, Face-to-Face, you know, like, yeah, like
Dingies.
An OC punk rock.
Yeah.
That's the vibe.
Yeah.
Jonathan Schneck's, like, family man,
yeah.
you know, kind of, like, conservative dresser.
Yeah. Hoops. So he was Glenn Beck's background music guy for his
was
conservative
he really?
Talk show. No. No.
Oh, but he, yeah, but he, that wouldn't surprise me. Like, seriously, I was like, was he really? It wasn't like, nuh-uh.
Yeah.
It was like, oh.
Oh, that makes sense.
Factual.
Right.
So I could see that on Wikipedia. You know what I'm saying? So all five are just so, and look like they're in such different bands.
Totally.
Hoops is like a, you know, like a, you know, hipster, kind of like neo-intellectual, kind of walking
yeah.
around real quiet, solemn, and then
yeah.
quirky.
He was my
Matthew
first
Thiessen.
Interview ever.
Oh, wow.
And I forgot his name.
Oh my goodness, Matthew Hoops was your first?
My first interview
did
ever.
Did he talk?
That's exact. I wanted
I bet he
to,
was just like, yes.
I wanted to fight Ethan, because Ethan was in the Supertones at the time,
no.
Oddly enough, and brought him to me.
Oh, yes.
Dude, I'll bring you one of the Reliant K guys to interview for the C-Spot Rock Tour. Okay, cool. So I'm outside broadcasting live in front of hundreds of people waiting in line to get in the door for this show that was Reliant K, John Rubin, Sanctus Real, Killer, you know what I mean? OC Supertones was the big deal. And so they brought Hoops over.
Oh,
and
no.
And first of all, he hands in pockets.
Of course. I can totally see that.
Just really like, okay.
So, Matt, tell us about how you or, I'm sorry, you forgot his name. Hey, guy.
Well,
boss.
He said his name first. I said, hey, man, name an occupation. And he's like, my name's Matt Hoops. I play in a band called Reliant K.
K.
So interview me.
Oh, man. How are you liking the tour so far? What's your favorite act to see?
Oh, it's all good. Yeah, it's all really good.
What is our favorite city that you guys have played so far?
Oh, man. They're all great.
Oh, man.
I kid you not. And I'm like, cool, man. And that's, I think, when I started calling people dude, because then
dude,
halfway
bro,
through,
boss
I was
chief.
So...
Chief,
frustrated
that's
and
awesome.
Like, yeah,
that's great.
Forgot everything.
I saw there's this you know YouTube video of this band called Sugar Rose.
Yeah,
I'm sure you've heard.
Of course.
Of them. Anyway, they don't do interviews, so somebody got them to finally do an interview, and they would three of them basically had their heads down, and the last one was the only one looking into the mic, and he was asking them questions, and everything was yes or no.
Oh.
So tell us your name. Yes. No. Music.
Wow.
Yes. And the guy was just flustered.
Right.
Just flustered. But what can he do?
Right.
You're not, I mean, they said no to the interview. Everybody's saying
right.
no. The other three are literally have their heads on the table. Because they know it's getting videotaped. And
right.
the last guy's just like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They talk, they're Icelandish.
Wow.
You're like, what kind of language are you singing in? Because that's not English. Yes.
Yeah.
not English. He is. Oh my God! So it was just so
horrible,
painful to watch. Anyway,
I've had a couple of those.
Those yes no's people are just awesome.
Speaking of interviews, we're going to be doing something coming up May 23rd through the 25th. Very special, our first ever Static 500. We're a listener supported station, and we need your help. And we're going to have a lot of friends helping us out as well. Got a lot of bands, and enough that if one interview is awful, we can just move on to our next friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. I'm just doing yes no for the rest of the day.
In fact, we have been asking for people to send in emails. You can send in an email, studio@mystaticradio.com. If you'd like, tell us why you listen to Static Radio. Tell us something you love about Static Radio. Tell us how it's impacted you, because we'd like to use these testimonies for our big fundraiser that we're doing coming up May 23rd through the 25th. I saw that we got one, actually, right?
We did, yes.
I haven't read it yet.
Okay. It says, when I moved back to New Mexico 5 years ago, I discovered your station. It brought back what I was missing in my life. I've changed by my ways, and now I have Jesus in my life.
Wow.
I owe my life to your station.
Dude,
that's incredible.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Yes. He goes on, but I no longer enjoy listening.
Are you serious?
Oh, I commute an hour to work and used to enjoy your morning show over the insane antics everywhere. Now it's horrible.
Oh,
yep. Steve-O is more annoying than commercial radio. Here you go. He thinks the world revolves around him and listeners care about his personal doings.
They do. Don't they?
Mm.
I thought...
He won't allow guests to talk, as everyone has to be about him. I tuned back in this morning and absolutely love Steven.
Are you serious?
This is
You're real. Making this up.
No.
This is a real email.
He's articulate and interested in his guests and callers. Okay?
Okay.
Why don't you take some notes?
Okay.
He's also able to tone down Steve-O. Can you hire him permanently, move his band to Albuquerque, or even better yet, bring Matt and pair them together? Steve-O by himself is so annoying, but put him with Steven or Matt and he's tolerable. I used to love your station. Please return it to its glory. Thank you so much. Colin. Wow. Good God, man. That's real.
Hey. Am I really that bad?
You know, it's not that you're bad.
You can be honest. We've been friends long enough. You can tell me the truth.
I don't know. No, it's just that you talk about 92% of the time, and you leave the rest of us a good gaping 8%.
Wow. What do you want to talk about today? You're so articulate and wonderful.
I can tone you down.
You can.
Kay?
You can. You can.
Yeah, man. That's fine. I love our listeners.
I do too.
Yeah,
I actually really loved that
email. Did you?
I do.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I love it.
Is that awesome? Because most of the email was about me, so I loved it.
No, I was literally just telling my best friend yesterday how good you were on
Stop
radio.
It. I'm.
This is
Stop
serious.
It. No,
no, seriously. You
please keep going. Please.
I bet you would. Oh, man. Listen, no, but for real, I love how you keep the conversation rolling. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, I make a great sidekick, but I was explaining to my best friend that I don't think I could do this. I don't think I could be the instigator.
So you couldn't be Batman? You're Robin.
No, I'm a superhero.
Yeah.
No,
Robin's a superhero.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
No, he gets laundry. Robin, yes? What would you like? I'd take a turkey sandwich, cheese, mayo. No mayo today. Mustard. Okay.
It's not that
bad. Thank you.
Bad.
Seriously, Batman, I'm just stoked to be I'm just jazzed to be here. I bet you are, Robin. I bet you are. Consumer tights.
All right, so maybe you're not Robin.
I'm not.
You're more... How about it's like Superman and Batman? Because they're both superheroes.
That's fine.
You know what I mean? But Batman's he's the articulate, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to methodically take care of a situation.
But I do not talk like...
I don't talk like that.
No, and I just fly into everything, and I'm like, hey, guys!
Yep.
I'm more the Flash. How's that? I'm the Flash.
There you go.
Because I'm everywhere.
I don't like
kind of speedy. You don't like the Flash? Why?
No, I don't like the Flash because, I mean, okay, think about it. Everybody has this, in particular, superpower, okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, Havoc. Rays everywhere.
Yeah,
that's what he's got. Cyclops out of his eye, but they're together because they're brothers.
They're brothers.
Okay, so the fact is, Like, no one could do what they do.
Yeah.
But then there's a whole comic book series about who's faster, Superman or Flash. So one of the minor powers of one superhero is the only thing you've got. That's all you got in this world.
That's so not true,
that
though.
That is so true. That's so true. Superman, 1/100th of his power is to run just as fast, if not faster. I think that if it was faster than your power, I'd be like, I'm going to go get a day job.
Yeah.
He was literally... can see through walls, fly. You're super strong.
You can run
Barry faster
Allen.
Than me. All I've got is I can jog at a perpetually high rate.
Wow.
Thanks.
Wow.
Didn't like him.
Okay.
Nope.
So then I won't be. But I'm kind of like a one gimmick guy, apparently. I'm super into myself, and that's kind of where I go. That's what I do.
I'm here to edify. You are awesome at World of Warcraft.
Thank you. I've been waiting for somebody to say that.
I've literally never seen anyone better. I mean, that is the truest of all statements I could ever make. I have never seen World of Warcraft. Therefore, I have never seen anyone better. You're our Zagagon guy with his big tank rolling skills, and his magical potion of Zarbus was unbelievable when you were like, casting, do it. Here we go. And you, when I watched you, you were amazing.
Stop it. Stop it.
The way you killed the dragon of Dordor, I was like stoked. I was like, no way, bro. That's awesome. You're the coolest.
Oh, man. That is awesome. You know what else is awesome? Colin's email. Thanks to Colin for emailing it. In fact, it's from the UK. I just saw .UK. That means it's from the UK, right?
Yeah.
Which is, you know, South America?
It's close.
Close
okay. enough.
All right. Stever.
You are being mocked.
I was being mocked?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Where?
When?
Since when? How, why?
Oh, and he's gone. See what he does?
I see that.
Instigator. I thought you were very sincere about my World of Warcraft playing skills. That's why
when
you came over a few days ago and we were supposed to hang out and I ended up playing World of Warcraft for like 2 extra hours.
I do recall.
I thought it was because you were so into my skills.
I was so into your skills I left on the phone for an hour and a half and didn't notice. I literally day traded, started my own company. And worked my 1-900 job.
Wow.
And you still didn't notice. No.
You are listening to Static Radio. It's Steve-O and Steven. I am annoying. I'm obnoxious.
And I'm articulate.
And self-centered. You're articulate. And you keep
me
calm.
And I'm giving. And I tone you down.
You do keep me collected. You know what? He did say one thing that I absolutely loved other than all of the things that he said. We need to hire you permanently and move your band to Albuquerque.
Wow.
I don't know about moving the band to Albuquerque nowadays.
Especially since he lives in the UK, apparently.
It's like at least the 20th century, right?
Yeah, we got flights. And
yeah, flights. And you can meet up places.
Yeah, I don't want to do like a... you know, a weeknight event at Howard Johnson once a week.
All right.
Friday night residency, Amber Lynn.
Yeah.
Where are you from? All right.
Do some lounge, Amber Lynn.
I don't want to.
Come on. Do some lounge. If you're going to be doing it, let's...
Come on, Pony. Put on a show.
Come on.
I just want to see
more jazz hands.
This is jazz hands. You're snapping your fingers.
Sorry, I don't know what that is. I don't watch Glee. I'm sorry. Oh, wow. Come on. Let's be honest. You've been waiting for Amberlynn to get on Glee. You said that.
Oh, whoa. Time out. Now, there's a big difference about getting on Glee
and
watching
it.
I will not watch it. They called me. I'm like, yes, I will buy that second house in Hawaii.
Yeah.
I will take that. Oh, my good Lord in heaven.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
I'm not lying to you.
Yeah, I know. That'd be incredible.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
That'd be great.
Yep.
That's not how bands, most of the bands that are on there are huge at this point, right? But
No, they're starting to do new bands. They did Gautier,
yeah?
And they did Fun.
Okay.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It's cool.
Yeah.
Holy platinum song. And seriously, they're already, like, Fun is, that song's platinum.
Which one is that?
Not platinum. Yeah, platinum. What do you mean?
Fun. I can't remember Fun.
They're the We Are Young.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
So let's set the world on fire.
Isn't
we can
that?
Burn brighter than the sun.
Just go.
Tonight. you're so off rhythm right there.
Yeah.
I'm just stoked that you're up to date with current music. Here at this station, we're playing Starflyer 59. I'm stoked that you're even, I can't believe that. That just surprised the crap out of me right there. That's shock radio right there.
Amazing.
You just named Gautier.
Oh, man. I had
no idea your finger was on that pulse.
Kimbra?
Wow.
She also was
good
in
job.
That. She also sang in that. We were supposed to... Anyways, okay. So, we're going to take a quick break.
You were supposed to what?
We were going to go see them. Remember, we had tickets to go see them. I know them.
Okay, I know them.
I'm hip.
I'm hip
I'm
with
cool.
them.
I understand the
I've
new
read BitTorque
thing.
Yesterday. I memorized names. I mean, I listen to music.
Amazing.
True story real fast before we go to a break.
Yeah.
I was dating this girl.
Uh-huh.
And me and a good friend were just hanging out on the couch. And I was kind of not... This was the end of her time with me. I was ready to move it along.
Okay.
Kick it to the curb. So... You know, she was talking about, she was trying to impress us about all these bands she knows. We were all talking music. There's a Marvin Gaye, you know, video playing in the background. I'm like, dude, have you guys ever heard the Red Velvet Jackets? And my friend, Nathan, I'll call him out, my friend Nathan Young, was like, no, I don't think I've heard of them. And she was like, yes, I love them.
Stop it.
He was wearing a Red Velvet Jacket. And she's like, yes, I totally, oh my God. I don't know, I haven't heard a lot of their stuff, but I really like the few songs that I've heard.
Wow.
I began to go into an explanation of like the video and how cool it was to Nathan, who's totally knows what I'm doing. And this girl is like, yeah, that was so cool when they did that. I had never seen anything like, well, I was just like, get out. Get out of my bus. Get out. Seriously, you've got to go. Yeah, no joke. And you could just see the church. You know, I pull over the bus on the highway, get her out, move along.
Go.
Red Velvet
Goodbye.
Jackets, really.
That's a great band name.
I'm not saying it's not, because obviously after Marvin Gaye, it's cool. Yeah. She just was so into their music.
Yeah.
She had bought the t-shirt, and the band never existed.
The Red Velvet Jackets. I'm telling you, we've got two t-shirts now that we're going to sell. Keep your jersey clean.
Yep.
And the Red Velvet Jackets.
I like it.
I'm telling you.
That's going to be huge. Red Velvet Jackets.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, speaking of liking, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get there. Like Static Radio if you're a fan. Or if you're not, studio@mystaticradio.com. We want to hear your stories. Why you love Static Radio. Why I should get fired. Those type of things. I love it. I think that was probably my favorite email we've ever received. Mostly because... I'm awful until you came along, and you complete me.
I do.
You do.
Most
and
people
so,
say that.
If we could just make a gajillion dollars, we can retire you from your band, and then you can stay here forever.
Love it.
So
love it. So
there you go.
At the end of the month, please give.
Please give a gajillion dollars.
And gajillions.
Yes. Yes. That's what we need. May 23rd through the 25th. Start praying about it now, because we need your help. We need your support. And we're going to be doing something major with that. And who knows? We raise enough money. Money talks, man. Money talks. Amberlynn, come on. Come on. Morning show.
You know they're listening, right?
Morning show.
You do know they're listening. Seriously.
We could hire them to be the background. Like, you know how Jimmy Kimmel and all those guys, they have like the house band?
That would be awesome.
Nate is like the sickest drummer. He's like my Max Weinberg. He'd be like the... Oh, come on!
I'm listening.
All right. We'll get it going.
Gazillions.
We'll start working on those gazillion dollars real quick. Yeah. Yeah. Coming right back, we got some Heath McNeese for you. Also, a culture shock with 30 Seconds to Mars. That's coming up next. Static Radio.
Experts believe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
6:52 now.
Static Radio, 88.3 FM.
That's right. Steve-O and Steven.
In the morning.
The SE.
Yes.
That's you.
That's me.
Slater.
What?
Slater.
I don't get it.
Slater from Saved by the Bell.
By my Slater.
I could be Slater.
I don't want to be I want to be Kelly.
You can be whoever you want to be, buddy. I'll be your Screech. You can be Zach Morris. You kind of have the Zach Morris hair.
Thank
Not really.
You.
Kind of.
Do you remember watching those episodes of the Zach Morris phone? You were jealous.
That thing, of course.
He had literally an arm attached to his head.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah.
That thing was massive, but we were all jealous.
Did you ever see the, was it Jimmy Kimmel, I believe? He came out as Zach Morris.
No way.
He did a whole bit. Yeah, recently, actually, because he's got that new show, Franklin and Bash. And he did a whole bit as, we're talking about Mark Paul Gosselaar, who played Zach Morris. He
That's came his out, name?
Yeah, Mark Paul.
I would never
Paul,
know that.
Yeah. Dude, I'm a nerd.
You know, there's some celebrities I would kind of not care to be in the vicinity. You know, just be like, yeah, cool.
Yeah. Is he one of those or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, he's one of those.
Zach Morris, man!
I mean, whatever.
What was your favorite show when you were, you know,
No, team? I love Saved by the Bell. No, okay. I jammed it, but it's you just...
I jammed it?
It's just kind of one of those things.
Yeah?
Yep. Just
you,
one of those
you
things.
You sit, I sit.
Yep. Yohoo MTV Raps.
Oh, dude. Okay, were you a Fab Five Freddy or an Ed Lover and Dr. Dre?
Ed Lover, Dr. Dre.
Booyah. Right there, dog.
Shizzle.
Yeah.
It came on every day when I got home from school.
Yep.
You know, well, that's when MTV used to play videos.
Back in the day. Yeah, they actually played music videos. And they had specialty shows where they did specialty shows where it was more music.
More music. More
just specialty.
So I watched MTV like last night and I just couldn't, you know, it wasn't like, I can't get it. I don't understand. It's literally like there's no music. Like
there's nothing.
Music at all.
Yeah. It's horrible. It's reality TV shows and then really poorly done
game shows, right? That's
dude,
what I was watching, this game show.
Oh.
And it wasn't even funny. Like, it wasn't even, like, witty.
Like
or,
Remote Control?
I don't know.
You don't remember Remote Control? It was a game show back in the 80s.
No, I don't remember that.
Okay.
I think I remember hearing that name, but I don't remember. Yeah. I couldn't tell you what the premise was.
It was on MTV.
There you go.
Adam Sandler pre-Saturday Night Live.
Wow.
Yeah.
No.
Ben Stiller was a part
wow.
of it. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, pre anything.
Like I'd like
how
to see
they got
anyone coming out of MTV now.
Yeah.
There's nobody.
Jersey Shore?
Ooh.
Is that MTV?
Were
they MTV?
I don't. Yes, I think maybe. Sure.
Okay.
Like I said.
Yeah. You meant bands. And we're talking.
I'm not even talking bands. I'm talking like, you know,
anyone.
Like you just said Ben Stiller and Adam Sandler came
right.
out of that to SNL and then, you know, on to movies. I'm saying who could come out of MTV now?
The Situation. DJ Pauly Shore. No, what was his, what's his name?
I
the
don't
dude
know.
With the weird haircut?
I think it's Pauly. That's so sad that I know that. I want to be so culturally obsolete that I don't know that name. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've forgotten a childhood memory, right?
Yeah.
I know his name. That's a horrible payoff in life.
Yeah.
There's memories that you will never remember. Remember that one time we went to Disney? No, I don't remember. But I do remember Pauly.
Yeah. I do remember.
Situation.
I remember Pauly Shore. Was he MTV?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he was.
Come on. He was the Weasel.
Yep, he was.
Right?
He sure was, guy.
He sure was the Weasel. Anyways. It is Static Radio, 6:56 now, just before 7 o'clock, which means SoPo going to be open soon.
Oh,
which
good.
I'm excited about.
I am too.
It's good times,
it
friend.
Is the. I love that you guys are paying me with burrito and coffee.
That's how we pay you.
Literally, if you're listening from Australia. Oh, speaking of that real fast.
Yeah.
Claudia, a friend of Amber Lynn's in Australia. It's her birthday today.
No way!
Yep, this is so happy birthday.
You should have told me. I would have had like happy birthday music ready.
Hey, cue up. Hey, before I do this next thing,
yeah.
cue up happy birthday music. Yeah.
I don't have happy birthday.
All right.
You're just picking. We don't even know what this is.
Speaking of Australia.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to a friend, Claudia. What is this?
This is what you picked.
It's a happy B-Day. What the heck? Sounds like my dad would jam. Oh, la, 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 and he would sing.
Happy birthday to you. Yeah.
My dad would definitely, he has a way of taking any song and turning it into a gospel song.
That's cool.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
It's awesome, though. It's just so great. It's like, you know, it's one beyond a lounge singer. It's just, you know, it's pretty great. Mother, tell your children not to hold my hands. I guess that is
lounge.
I know.
Super lounge act.
Oh, it has a deeper voice, so it sounds like it. Anyway, it's pretty great.
We need to call.
So anyway.
No, we don't actually.
I lost my train of thought. I was talking about Australia. Went to Happy Birthday. We started with Paula Deen.
Paula Deen?
Paula Deen. We were starting with Paula Deen and the situation.
And now Paula Deen is the cooker girl, right?
I know. Ironically,
the
who has
cooker
a
girl.
Heart condition now.
Really?
Or diabetes. She's diabetic.
That's sad.
Have you seen how much butter she puts in? Oh, my God. It's like, okay, first you're going to take a morsel of chicken, 2 pounds of butter, and voila! We got it! It's good! You're going to love it! Try it! Show's over. Tomorrow I'll show you how to make broccoli. You throw it in the trash, you take some more butter! You eat it! So good. Hi, Paula Deen. Signing off.
That is not cool. She's so sweet.
I'm sure she is, but somebody had to inform her throughout the years. Ma'am, I know I work for you, and I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You're the queen cooker. You know butter's bad.
Right?
You're fired. Get out of my face. Butter's amazing.
I love butter.
I'm sure you do. Oh,
I do.
I see your Instagram. How many pork chops did you eat last night?
I only ate 3.
Good Lord in the morning, man.
Your
Instagram had like 8 or 9 pork chops,
12.
And you had no company over.
I cooked 12
How
pork
many
chops
people came
night.
Over last
no
night?
No one came
no
over.
No one came over.
That was
and
for
you made
the cheaters.
Pork chops.
That was for the cheaters. Hey, come on, man! Driving me under the bus. Just like some pork chops.
I know you like pork chops. We had them when I came over like 3 days ago.
That's right, we did.
So when I saw that, I was like, again? Really? Now? Is that a good time
it's
now?
It's one of my favorite meals.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
It's not, yeah.
Red chili,
got
pork
that,
chops.
Got that. Check.
And in fact, JD,
check.
One of our listeners, he gave me a really good idea for the leftover pork chops.
What you do is you take 2 pork chops.
Yeah.
Okay, use that like bread. You put pork chop in the middle. Use that like meat. Then you're going to put a sliver of lettuce. Actually, hold the lettuce. Voila, sandwich. There you go. That's my idea. You're going to love it.
No!
I bet it was.
It was a good idea. It was like eggs and something. It was for breakfast. It was that way I didn't have to eat all the pork chops yesterday. And I saved some.
I bet you did,
for this weekend? We get up way too early to have breakfast. When was the last time you got to eat breakfast?
No. I don't want to eat anything when I wake up at 5:30.
No. No, like, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Now, you turned me on to something, though. When I was out in Nashville, you guys
rocked
coconut butter? No, what
was
the butter?
Coconut butter.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Oh, and coconut milk.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
You're,
almond milk. Almond
you're
milk.
You're like hippie almost.
I am not hippie. I just
you're
want to live
hippie?
Past the age of 40.
You're talking about almond milk, and you made me eat stuff with coconut butter because that's the only butter you had in your house.
I'm sorry? It didn't taste any different.
It tastes like coconut.
No, I don't know about that.
It's really good.
Well, see, there you go. Then if it's good.
But it tastes like, it almost tastes like the inside of an Almond Joy, because it's coconut. I don't know.
Do you enjoy Almond Joys?
I do.
Then shut up. Then it's healthy and it tastes good. I don't know what you're, I don't want to live. Seriously. You're a hippie because you don't want to die soon.
On a scale of 1 to health nut, you are just below.
I'm not.
You're
not
just
a health
below.
Nut. I feel like I've just adjusted my life to live.
That's true.
Normalis.
Longer.
You don't see me. I'm not jogging.
That's true.
I don't like to jog. It's boring.
Whatever. You just did jiu-jitsu so that you could get like a workout in.
That's fun. And I want to do MMA. And I got to go.
The ever-wonderful Micah Talks.
That's a handsome dude.
Isn't he great?
He's a handsome dude.
You know who he reminds me of? Nick from what's that show with Zoe Deschanel?
New Girl.
New Girl.
What? I can't even picture which one that is.
Nick. The one that's eventually going to end up with
roomie.
Jess. The one that's going to eventually end up together.
I don't know.
With
Zoe
Deschanel. Kind of got to, like,
Jess.
Similar, like, funny, and I don't know.
Apparently you watch this show. I don't.
No. Oh. I may have seen it once or twice.
Jeez, you're up to date on it.
I got to get in with the culture. I got to know my surroundings
gosh.
And the environment around me.
Sounds fun.
I'm a cultural icon. Do you know who I think I am?
I think we need to.
Apparently, we do know.
Yeah,
we do.
People
know.
Like Colin knows. Yeah. Great email this morning.
Yep, it was good.
Fantastic, actually. In fact, if you would like to send in an email, studio@mystaticradio.com. We need your testimonies. Why do you love static radio? Or why don't you love it anymore? We'll take those, too. Those are fun. I enjoy them. To my left, Mitch.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
To my right, Stephen Christian.
Good morning.
Hi, buddy.
Hey. Tone it down.
I'm Steve-O. And we are the Marvelous Three.
I like that.
Yeah, except there was a really
Butch
good
Walker's
band in the 90s. Yeah, yeah.
Marvelous Three.
In fact, you actually collaborated with him on, what, two records ago?
Yep, I sure did.
Collaborated together.
Great dude.
Yeah.
Really nice guy.
Seems it.
Yep.
He just wrote a book.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I'm chapter 11.
Really?
No.
Oh. I'm like, cool.
That'd be so funny.
That's awesome.
I met this guy. He was incredible. I quit music.
Yeah.
Too good. Too good. I couldn't handle it.
But yes. I mean, you've done a lot of work with different artists.
Yeah.
And you guys have a new record.
Yes, we do.
I don't know anything about the new record as far as collaborations or if anybody helped work on it. Can you even talk about anything yet?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you that there was no collaborations.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Not this one.
It was all you.
Yeah. New Surrender is just a dark period of my life.
Which means it's going to be really, really, really good.
It's going to be epicless.
Epicless?
Epicles.
Epic goal would be better than epic list.
That's true.
I mean, that's less than epic.
That's true.
There's less epic.
No, I love it. I'm serious. Like I'm so stoked on it.
And you don't do this.
I'm really giddy.
As someone who's known you for many years, you haven't said this since like Never Take Friendship Personal.
It's true.
But, like seriously,
I know. Seriously, I love this record. I'm so excited about it. It's just so creative, inventive. Like to be going back with Aaron Sprinkle and working with him.
Yeah.
was great. I felt like we were just all running on all cylinders. It was pretty great.
Yeah. So that's going to be cool. And we can expect that sometime in the fall.
Yes, the fall.
Yeah.
Just announced yesterday that Anchor and Braille's record's coming out July 31st.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It was actually supposed to come out May 31st.
But you had other things to do.
I did have another thing to do.
You had to. Thank you. That's called sacrifice.
Not a big deal, guys.
My sacrifice.
Anything for Albuquerque, because, see, I'm unselfish.
Yeah.
And I let the callers
absolutely
speak. You know?
Absolutely.
No, but July 31st, Anchor and Braille. It's going to be fun.
That's going to be great.
I'm excited. I'll probably play some off that, if you don't mind.
Really?
Before we get done.
When? You know, it's New Music Tuesday.
I'm not going to do it today.
I don't want to put you on the spot.
I've already felt like I've talked about myself enough now.
Oh,
and
wow.
Since I'm the unselfish one.
And Steve-O.
I'd like to move the conversation.
Steve-O.
I want to thank Colin. This email is going to carry on forever.
Steve-O, how do you feel about that?
About what?
About him talking about himself.
Yeah.
How do I feel about it? Since it's all about me? You know, I feel pretty good. It's decent. You know, I would have said it better.
What color do you see when he starts talking about
red.
Himself?
Red.
Red.
I see red.
Is it a deep blood red?
So I want to talk about something, switching gears a little bit. You don't have a normal day job.
I do not.
Michelle, you kind of do.
I kind of do.
None of us kinda really normal. Do, like this. Gentleman, he worked at the Mart of Walls. And, you know, he's hanging out in the Walmart parking lot, 11 a.m. Saturday, trying to clean up the parking lot. It's his job. And he takes it very seriously to make sure the parking lot was clean, free of debris.
I respect that.
Right. So he was walking around the parking lot at about 11 a.m., reached down to grab what he said he thought was a stick and throw it out of the outdoor aisle of the garden supply area.
I'm so afraid right now. No.
I'm afraid for you, Mitch.
As you should be.
No.
As you should be.
No, I'm really like wanting to cry already. What is it?
Reached down and grabbed the stick to throw it. And the stick latched onto his hand because the stick was actually a foot and a half long rattlesnake.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Rattlesnake. He says, I picked up the stick and it bit me and I started screaming.
I think what's cool about it right now is that we know he's alive because he said, I reached out. So we're okay, Mitch.
So we know he's alive.
So we know he's alive.
We know he lived. 47-year-old Clarkston man was reported to be in good condition by St. Joseph Regional Medical Center staff as of Sunday.
Yeah. Good is a very subjective word. If I just got hit with a rattlesnake.
He said...
Did he suck the poison out? Is that why he's okay? Or
yeah.
He go into a coma for a few days?
I have no idea why this pertains to the story, but he has a medical marijuana license to treat rheumatoid arthritis and was at Walmart looking for mulch at the time, so he was off the clock.
Oh,
what does
wow.
mulch have to do with steward. Being on medical marijuana? Am I out of the loop? What
that
do you
means,
do
is
with
he,
mulch?
Is he growing it, then?
This is exactly why I said I have no idea what that sentence pertained to the story. That's the next sentence.
Randomly, he did coke in high school.
But he's okay now.
What?
He's the spider. The
his favorite
bite.
Baseball player was Roy Williams.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The 1 foot to 1.5 foot long snake clung to Craig's right hand, and he tried to throw it. He said he managed to shake it loose on the ground at his feet, and then, quote, I did a tap dance on it, and it got killed. Oh,
wait,
and,
was that
wait,
a quote?
Sorry. Quote, that's actually incorrect. The quote was, I did a tap dance on it and got it killed. End quote.
Where is this guy?
Where does this guy live?
Lewiston, Idaho.
Oh, no.
Marie Jeffrey and her husband drove their pickup truck to Walmart from Assateague that morning, and she said Chip had an American marijuana license as well, and he was waiting in the truck.
What the heck? Why do they keep adding that in?
As she shopped for soil additive. I kid
it has
you not.
To be.
This
it
is,
has to be. They're growing
this
it.
Has to, yeah. It has to be.
Because they keep justifying it. Why would you even offer that information? Well, right. I'm here at Walmart.
It's about the snake. It's not about buying mulch.
We're getting mulch and stuff. I have a card.
I had no idea Idaho was like a medical marijuana place.
Maybe it pertains to the story because a dude thought a rattlesnake was a stick.
You know, but I must say that
starting to come together
for being that starting you know whatever we're gonna call things. That for being that intoxicated on that substance.
Maylene and the Sons of Disaster, open your eyes right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, so we were just talking. People at SOPO.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's awesome. We're just talking with Michael.
Michael, he works over
Michael's
at SOPO.
Michael's a barista. He's going to school. You know, he'd never been kissed.
You were just like paparazzi status
you
on him
super,
just now.
Super,
so
yeah.
So
interviewed him. Great interview.
Yeah, it was good times. So I took a picture of him.
Yeah.
Put it up on my Twitter. And already I've got some responses for him.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh my God.
SOPO is now on my list of places to visit when I get to the States. There you go.
That is amazing.
People are retweeting it.
I like it.
All over. This
I'll
is great.
Put it on Facebook. Poor Michael.
Four people. Well, he's lucky I didn't put no phone over because that would have been awesome.
505-344.
Is this the SOPO?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm going to
Well, what? There's no direct number, is there?
I think there is.
There is. All right. Well, we'll
I don't
learn
know where
that.
The list is. There's a
are
list.
Are we going to get in trouble?
No. You're promoting SOPO.
Yeah.
Yeah, what we're promoting is people calling SOPO and interrupting the workflow.
There was no one in there.
There's
literally.
Did you see that whole group of people? There's like 12 of them back there studying, and then there was like the mom.
If by 12 you mean three, then yes.
You know, bro.
But how SOPO. Great would it be? I'm
SOPO.
I'm trying to get them business and Michael a first kiss.
On his wedding day.
That's the eventual. I'm aiming for that.
Yeah.
Come on. Somebody give me the number. It's 505.
Oh, I don't know. Three.
Inevitable
four,
was
four,
never a single.
Three,
come on.
Minor,
my
five,
joke is lost.
17.
I don't know.
All right.
Extension 1203.
All right. Listen, ladies. I'm going to put it up.
344-0880, extension 1203.
That's what it is.
That's really what it is.
Are you being serious? Okay, what is it again? 505.
344.
Yep.
0880, extension 1203.
Yep. You can ask for Michael. He's a sweetheart of a man. Speaking of sweetheart of a man.
Uh-oh. Speaking of Michael, actually.
Huh.
I went to theater. I saw him in a play.
Let me introduce you, because people are like...
He is so multi-talented, ladies!
Who is the freaky guy talking on the mic now? Caleb!
Yo, what up?
From The Mix, Game
He's
Room,
in
and
a
Skate
play?
Park.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Can you, like, sing and act and dance?
Okay.
Back up. You went to a play?
Okay, this is the deal. In high school, I accidentally went to a play.
Oh, right.
Accidentally. Right.
No, and then I fell in love with theater.
Oh.
In high school.
Nice. Uh-huh.
So I started going to all of them. As many as I could.
Okay.
And I was randomly talking to our awesome boy, Michael. I was like, yo, what up, boy? What's going down? And I call him Gangster, and he's like the most awkward dude when I call him Gangster. He's
right.
Like, what's up?
I called him Ned Flanders when I first met him. And he actually went, howdly doodly. He's really nice.
That's so funny.
He's pretty much the nicest dude in the universe.
Yes, yeah, so I went to, he was in a play down at the Explora one night.
So, really?
Yeah, they have plays
there. What did
he do? He played a detective. He played multiple parts, actually.
Oh, okay.
He had, like, five parts.
Wow.
Ask him about it.
Learning so much.
I'm so impressed.
It was like the nuclear girls of a galactic a nucleus. I don't know. I guess all these girls were turning green. It was weird.
It was the Hulk.
Solomon Sports, Michael here.
Michael.
What is up?
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
We just found out you were in a play.
I was in a play?
Yeah, you were in a play?
Caleb went and saw you?
Oh, yeah.
What was that about?
That was about, let me see, in the 1915 they had something called
radio.
Yeah, radium watches that there's a bunch of women who would paint the dials of them, so, you know, it was radioactive. You could see it in the dark. And so the story is about these girls who paint these dials, and they point their brushes on their lips to, you know, get a point on the brush to paint the dials, and then they get sick from radiation poisoning, but at the time, people don't know what it is, so it's a whole new thing, and it's a story about them fighting the company for compensation, because back then, they didn't have workers' rights.
So you were fighting, you did a play about fighting for women's rights.
Oh my goodness.
workers' rights, actually.
But it was for women.
You know,
I mean, stop trying to be modest.
Stop trying to be modest.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Michael from SOPO, everyone. Thank you.
What was the name of the play, Michael?
The name of the play was as sketchy as, well, yeah, sketchy as he could get. So I had to explain it before I told everybody. It's called Radium Girls. But once you explain it, kind of makes sense. But yeah. I knew you'd try and find some dirt on me after that. That makes sense.
We're not trying to find dirt.
No, we're trying to find you that kiss.
He's a theatrical one, guys. Here's his first play. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Maybe we should call him and talk to him about this.
Yeah. Oh, they are. Trust me. They're on there.
Oh, Michael, thanks, Michael, I told him everything.
All right. Wow. All right, there he is. Michael from SOPO, everyone.
Yay!
I think we found our latest character on the show.
Yeah, that's good. That's
call awesome. Him up randomly.
I mean, let's be honest.
Single guy.
He's so interesting.
He is.
He's the most interesting man in the world. Oddly doodly. He's a good guy.
He is, dude. I love that dude. I love hanging out with him.
So you're not here to talk about another dude. You're here to talk about...
Definitely not.
You're here to talk about something going on with the skate park that is going to be absolutely incredible.
Oh, this is going to be incredible. Incredible.
That's what I just said. Incredible.
So I had to reiterate
You're reiterating the incredibleness.
No, I can't tell you how stoked I am and how blessed we are over there. It's been a while since I've been here, probably at least a month or two.
Yeah.
And I've missed you. I saw you in the hall, and I was like, dude, I got to go in.
Yeah.
So I woke up earlier than I ever have in the last
couple
month
months.
And a month or two. Yeah. But anyway, the Mix Game Room and Skate Park, we're rocking Skate Church every Tuesday still. Want to let everybody out there know that anybody and everybody's invited, young or old, whether you skate or not. Essentially, it's just a Bible study.
Okay.
Bottom line. But it is kind of geared towards the skate culture. We have a skate park and we do skate. So come on out. It starts at 7 p.m. tonight and every Tuesday night, actually. Just faithfully, continually every Tuesday. So
yeah.
And that's a ton of fun. And then this year we're going to go on our Colorado skate mission trip. And it is going to be epic skate mission trip. And this mission trip is straight up geared towards... the secular skate culture, showing and sharing the love of Christ with them. If anybody's been out there, anybody who's listening's ever been to a skate park other than ours, knows that they can be pretty gnarly, pretty rough, a lot of drugs and attitudes and whatever else. And
the language is amazing. It's very colorful.
Very colorful. Sometimes it burns my ears, but I just gotta, you know, let them do their thing. But bottom line is we just want to show them the love of Christ. We go out and, of course, we skate, hang out, build relationships through our skateboarding. And every single time I go skate anywhere besides our park, even our park, you know, I end up talking encouraging and loving on some of the kids, you know. So,
Dude, totally cool. What you guys are doing is absolutely amazing. Going out to the, you know, different skate parks and just hanging out and building those relationships first is fantastic, because I couldn't do that. God has called you to do something completely different than me, obviously, and I think it's amazing to see the different parts of the body working, because, dude, if I try to go out to a skate park, I'm like, hey, everybody! Oh, wow, that was a really sweet backflipple handle thingy. That was rad. Hey, let me tell you about my friend Jesus. It just wouldn't work. Yeah, let's be honest. It wouldn't work because I don't get it. You know what I mean? I skated back when I was a kid, but I suck, you know? And so, yeah, I love what you guys are doing.
It's true. I mean, we definitely talk the language, which works.
Right.
You know, you talk
you
music.
Live it. And, yeah, it's real. It's part of your life.
And I guess I'm just trying to make it known that they need Jesus just as well as anybody does across the board.
Absolutely.
And we're heading out there. It's fun. It's going to be actually open invitation to anybody who skates and wants to share the gospel. You don't have to come to the mix regularly or even come to skate church or even come to Calvary to be a part of it. It's just we're trying to find Christian skaters that want to go out outside of their borders and be bold.
Outside of their borders? Like a skate?
Oh, come on.
Anyone?
I didn't even get
No?
No pun intended.
Okay.
No pun intended. That's the problem. Oh.
But, I mean, that's it. We just want people to come. We have a little small team building up. We have about 5 guys so far. I think we have room for 10 or 12 in the van. We're going to be going out July 27th through August 6th, which is about 10 days. And it is the trip is coming together so naturally and perfect. I know that it's God ordained.
Yeah, like, man.
We're going to be at Heaven Fest, which is a huge musical festival. We got a skate park built there. We're going to be skating and inviting people to bring their boards to skate. And then we're going to be working at a couple different other skate parks. And just really showing and sharing the love and getting out there. We have some camping trips planned and fellowship and everything else that goes along with that. So
there you go.
I really wanted to let everybody know about Skate Missions 2012 because it's coming up. And if you skate and you're a Christian, you want to be a part of something awesome this summer to make a difference for the Lord and do what you love, hit us up. You can find us at themixabq.org or facebook.com/mixabq, Calvary website. I mean, we're all over the place. So.
Right on. themixabq.org.
Straight up.
All right, there it is. Caleb.
Adios, man.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks
I'm
going to
shave my ghetto Mexi beard into your awesomeness.
No. It's amazing, Mitch.
It is.
Amazing.
No.
I think Mitch should grow one.
My wife's favorite movie of all time is Tombstone. And so
there you go.
I just start talking like the guys in Tombstone when
she's
I get home.
She's like in love
she
with
She loves
you.
It. So,
I love you.
Telling
man.
You. Yeah. It's the best.
Adios, guys.
All right, buddy. We'll see you later.
Peace.
Caleb from themixabq.org if you're interested in skate missions or skate church every Tuesday night right here on the campus of Calvary of Albuquerque. You can check it out. Uh-oh, looks like we got a phone call.
Phone call.
Static.
Hey, is Caleb still in the studio?
He's in the studio, but he can't hear you. But I can make him hear you.
Now he can hear you.
Here, now he can hear you.
Good morning.
I had a really good idea for you.
All right. I love good ideas.
Okay, a couple years ago, I lived in Australia working with this ministry, and our main focus was the surf and the skate culture.
For sure.
And so we would travel around to all the different skate parks, and we made something called the Skater Bible. And it was just a Bible, and it looked awesome, and they had all these Christian skaters' testimonies in there, like intermixed between different books of the Bible.
Nice.
And so we would travel to all these skate parks, and we would skate with them, and we would hand out Bibles and talk to them and get to know their story, and then we would invite them to skate church, much like what you guys are doing.
Sick. In Australia?
Yeah, that's actually, it's huge. It's one of the countries with the most skate parks in it. And it was awesome. And, I mean, the goal was just to get a Bible in every skater's hand. And most of the skaters were middle school and high school kids, because just what they do. They just leave school and go and do drugs and drink at the skate park. And so,
yeah,
man,
we see that all the time here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, too. And and you know, are we able to get those Bibles somewhere, or you just kind of put them together on your own little guy? Because we put together Bibles. What we did is we wrapped them in like paper bag. You know, like that. And we kind of drew on them and wrote certain scriptures and stuff. But I'm so encouraged. Thank you for calling because for me, the skate culture is, there's not a lot of skate ministers. Let's put it that way. You know, not a lot of churches. I think we're the only people in Albuquerque really doing it. But it's encouraging to know that, you know, a lot of people do have a heart for the skaters and surfers and kind of the people, the outcasts, you know. So
definitely
thanks for calling and letting us know about that. Totally appreciate it.
I think I just found, I think I just found my calling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surf?
Surfing on, yeah. I'm called to Australia.
You're called Australia to surf.
Maybe Hawaii after that.
Yeah, you know.
You know.
For sure.
You have to get all the lingo down, though.
Okay, bro.
Right on, dude. You got
Thanks
it.
For the call.
Hang loose,
Thanks,
everyone.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Dude, the skater Bible. That's cool. We got to find
cool.
that.
Well, actually, just like 3 weeks ago, this kid asked me for a Bible. And I was so mad at myself on an outreach. I did not have a Bible. I was like, what the heck, man?
Right. Like, what is wrong with me?
I was so mad. So I came back to Calvary, bought 150 Bibles.
Nice.
Straight up wrapped them. Well, not all of them, but a lot of them with, you know, like paper bag, you know?
Yeah.
So that they're kind of, they have protection because skaters are rough on their stuff.
Yeah, man.
I slapped a big skate shirt sticker and then we signed like, God bless, or like certain scriptures that kind of are more relative to like letting go of the sin in your life and what Jesus is about. So that's so cool. That was such an encouragement for me doing what I do. So thank you, Lord, for that.
There it is. Right on.
Now I'm going to Australia.
Going to Australia.
Adios.
So, first Colorado, next stop, Australia.
Australia, mate.
So there it is. Skate Missions, July 27th through August 6th. All the details, themixabq.org. Going to take a quick break, but coming right back, more with myself, with Steven.
That's
and Mitch, she had to go do her day job. She ran away. She doesn't even say bye. I turned around. She's not even here anymore.
Vanished.
So, yeah. But we got New Music Tuesday right around the corner. So, your chance to help pick what we will and will not play around here. So, there it is. Right back with that. Static Radio. Experts believe. POD.
That was Pod.
Pod.
New POD called Lost in Forever.
Yeah. That's their brand new track.
What'd you think about it?
I love it because it reminds me of Southtown. It reminds me of like
Welcome
old. Kind of going back to that old school. Marcos back in the band doing something original. Well, not original, actually. Going back to a signature sound of awesome. I don't know.
There you go.
What'd you think of it?
I really wasn't paying attention.
I know.
I
we really
didn't.
I've heard it a thousand times.
So. You know, I haven't heard it. So that's you had it. That's all I have.
Welcome to Static Radio, Steven and Steve-O in the morning. And in fact, it's New Music Tuesday, so we're going to be premiering a bunch of new stuff. Billiam, our music director here. Hey, buddy.
Good morning.
Oh, hey.
Why do you look so, like, you looked like sad or...
Because that computer's not turning on.
Yeah.
And it is a Dell. I'm not going to lie.
It's a Dell?
Yes.
Rumor has it?
Come on.
It's a...
Please. Too soon.
I'm going to go. You got this. You don't need me. You don't need me. Let's be real.
Shocker.
The Dell doesn't work, though.
She'll be back in 5 years. It'll come back on in about 5 years. Isn't she taking like a 5-year hiatus?
I don't know. Good for her.
Yeah. 5 years off of music or something.
Wants
to hang out. Yeah, I'm being serious.
Okay, when you sell that many records, you could take 100 years off.
Yeah, it's true. Would you want to? Let's pretend the next Amberlynn record comes out, sells a gajillion records. You sell more records than Michael Jackson with the next record. Wouldn't you want to continue making music?
No, I mean,
or would
I
you feel like that's your
I
opus?
I see that.
Is that what it's called? Your opus day?
I get that, yes. Yeah. But, I get it. You kind of got to clear your head, especially like, dude, fame is killer. Like, that's a good ender of a career. If you want a long career, you know, dude, she's in a great position. Those songs are going to live on radio for another 2 years.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to tour.
Yeah.
So come back in 2 years, because you definitely have to come out with a good record next one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even though she had another record before this called 19, that was big.
Yeah.
That was just big in the UK.
That was her sophomore record.
This is, you know, so sophomore, yeah.
No slump.
So I'm saying I would wait as long as it took, even 5 years, until you got a good record. You can't come out, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
Because think about it. Amy Winehouse came out with that record. Ooh. And then you didn't hear of her again because her record, the next record was not good.
So basically what we need to be praying for is that Amberlynn sells a gajillion records with this next one so that you don't feel the need to continue to do that so that you can do this.
You know they're listening right now.
I do know. I do know. Nate, I'm sorry, man. This is way funnier. Let's be honest. How funny is Amberlynn?
Not.
How funny?
Not.
It's not really, they're not really that funny. Like, as a whole, I watch your music videos. They're not. They don't laugh. They're not hilarious.
I hope not.
I usually want to cry. It's pretty sad. Rotating rooms, I get dizzy. I don't. Who wants that? I don't.
My gosh.
I want this. You complete me.
It just got so awkward in here. Did anybody smell that awkwardness in here?
I think it just got a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, I got to be out. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, Billiam, our music director in studio. It is New Music Tuesday, and got some new music for us today?
I do.
At some point?
I don't remember what it's all called until I find it, but I do remember that there's a new track from Love Drug that's really cool.
Nice.
Ooh, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm wondering if I was going to play that a minute ago.
So go on our Facebook.
Nah.
Yeah.
.com/MyStaticRadio and tell us what you thought about Pod.
Yeah. Brand new POD.
And tell us what you think about these next two bands.
Yeah, we got Carol Hood. We got Love Drug. We've got a few.
There's a few others, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Love Drug. What track are we playing here?
Wild Blood.
Wild Blood.
Yeah.
I don't even know. All right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think. Dig It or Bury It. Brand new music right now from Love Drug. The song's called Wild Blood. How come you don't have titles like that?
I'm not into blood.
Here it is. Static Radio. New Music Tuesday with Love Drug, song called Wild Blood. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. That's pretty good.
I really liked it.
I dig.
It reminded me of like a need to breathe feel, but like kind of meet Stone Temple Pilots with
what?
A little
what?
Pearl Jam.
Where did you get Stone Temple Pilots?
No, you guys didn't hear that?
No, bros?
I totally felt that, bro. I totally. No?
No.
Just me? Just me?
I think your beer helmet was clogging your ears.
Now we're going to get some emails.
Yeah. Studio at mystaticradio.com. His name is Billiam.
Subject line, Billiam.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel free.
Or anyways. Fight.
Love Drug. I like it. Yeah.
I did. I really dig.
I dug it. Dig it or bury it. That's what we need to know. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. We got another new band. Called Carol Hood.
Yes.
Yeah.
This song is called Remission.
Yeah, song's called Remission. We want to know what you think. So, tell us.
You need to get online, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us if you want to dig it or dig it. Carol Hood.
Static Radio. The band is Carol Hood. That would be Remission right here on Static Radio. New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. In fact,
I personally don't think that guy should quit his day job. just being honest.
So can we talk about his day job now since
sure.
the song is over? That would actually be a super group right there.
Super group.
Kind of like Chickenfoot. They kind of reminded me of Chickenfoot.
Who?
Isn't that what they're called?
I don't know.
That's
what you're referencing.
Sammy Hagar. Like, what was that band called?
No.
They were like a super group, and it was like...
10-digit collection.
What? Stop it!
I'm not familiar with Chicken Foot.
Chicken.
Chicken Tender.
What is his number? I don't have it memorized.
Chicken Tender.
Apparently, I suck at
life. Oh, man.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Carol Hood.
You guys go ahead.
Pretty great band.
Talk amongst yourself.
Carol,
how'd that make you feel there, Billiam?
I'm still trying to figure out, like, why their name is what their name is.
What?
It's kind of like, well, what do you want to name it? I see Hood, Carol, Carol Hood.
You see Carolers in the Hood?
Yes.
Carolers in the Hood.
I don't think that happens.
No.
No?
I'm not sure.
It might have used to, but...
right now, calling...
weeded out.
Calling Nate Young, drummer for Amberlynn, and Carol Hood.
Yes. That's correct. He's probably not. I wonder
he's not going to answer.
He's not going to answer. He knows he's listening. He's avoiding us.
Don't avoid us, Nate.
I know you're listening. I know it. No? Too soon?
Dude.
Come on.
So it's
Nate? Let me just give everybody...
I missed your call after the tone.
That does not sound like Nate.
That's not Nate. What did I do?
Whoa.
Did you give me the wrong number?
He's getting a root canal.
Stop it.
No, he's not. He said, I don't even get it. It's not ringing. I don't see how I have the wrong number.
You have the wrong number.
I don't have the wrong number. You wrote
it
wrong.
He's your drummer. You should know this number.
Well, let me just give everybody his number real fast. It's 813-391-911.
Okay. Stop it! I can't believe you just did that!
Why not?
All right, you know what? 863-6...
Oh my god, don't you dare. Dude, it's 813.
I've got it. I've got 391. Wait, that's not what you gave me.
That is what I gave you.
Oh, that is.
We're sorry. You're call-
Dude, this is just botching. This is
not working.
This is hilarious. All this time we're trying to prank him. Anyway, so we're trying to call Nathan Young from the band, Amberlin and Carolyn.
Who else is in the band?
A few guys, one guy from a band called Tall Heart that we've just added this week, and another guy named Tim from Under Oath. So it's kind of a chicken foot or whatever you said, chicken tender.
Chicken tender. No.
Google chicken foot.
I'm not going to Google it. It would shut down your Dell computer. Nobody wants to see that, and that's like horrible overload for your computer.
Yeah, that's a lot of processed materials.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah!
There you go.
Took long enough.
Took a little time there, sorry.
Apparently Steven doesn't know how to dial a number.
Apparently Steven doesn't have it entered correctly into the...
I do. So Billiam wants to know how you got the name Carol Hood.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I like how you try to explain it. Like you see Carol is in the hood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where you got it.
No. Yeah, I grew up in Carol Wood, and Carol Hood was the gang that used to terrorize our neighborhood. So
no way!
That's how we got it.
So you're paying homage to a gang that destroyed property in your neighborhood.
Yeah, I would wake up in the morning on the weekends, and they did like spray painting Carol Hood all over like rich people's cars and stuff.
Wow!
Were you secretly the leader of the gang?
No.
Yes, that was me.
Have you seen Nate before? There's no gang he's in unless it's GQ magazine and he's the front cover of it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
Hey, no, I was referring to the comment on Facebook. The dude said he'd rather get a root canal than listen to that song again.
No way. So that's awesome.
Man, you guys' listeners are brutal.
They are.
Yeah.
Somebody said
come on. There's a lot of really good comments right there.
Yeah.
Hey, each his own. That's okay. I understand.
Did you hear the email I received this morning? Did you? Have you been listening? Okay.
Oh,
you know what, Steven, would you read him that email?
No, I don't want to read him.
I want to help.
All right,
I want to help him. This is a real email we received this morning. Okay. I asked listeners. Hey, listeners. We're doing a big fundraiser at the end of the month. Static Radio's listener supported. We need your help. We would love to hear your testimonies, why you love Static Radio, what you think is great about it, how Static Radio has impacted your life.
Yep.
So email those studio@mystaticradio.com. And here's the first one we got.
Here's a guy named Colin wrote, when I moved back to New Mexico 5 years ago, I discovered your station. It brought back what I was missing in my life. I've changed my ways, and now I have Jesus in my life. I owe my life to your station.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Right?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Oh, wait. There's a butt. Big old butt.
Okay.
I no longer enjoy your listening. I commute an hour to work and used to enjoy your morning show over the insane antics everywhere. Now it's horrible. Steve-O is more annoying than commercial radio. He thinks the world revolves around him and listeners care about his personal doings. He won't allow guests to talk as everything has to be about him. I tuned back in this morning and absolutely love Steven.
It's real and it's not done.
He's articulate and interested in his guests and callers. He's also able to tone down Steve-O. Can you hire him permanently? Move his band to Albuquerque, or even better, bring Matt and pair them back together. Steve-O by himself is so annoying, but put him with Steven or Matt and he's tolerable. I used to love your station. Please return it to its former glory. Colin.
Oh my god, guys.
That's real. That's real.
Hey, quit interrupting the caller.
Yeah, for real. Nate's trying to talk here.
Yeah, dude.
Listen, I was just trying to tell you guys that I'm secretly Colin. That's what I was trying to do.
that's a real email. So,
yeah. Well, it's what it is.
It is what it is. Man, you know what's funny is, though, here's what I'm wondering. You know, all these people, you know, a couple people were just like, oh, it's pretty good. It's okay. I wonder if we would have done a grand experiment and told people beforehand
who it was?
Who it was.
He was like, oh, it's great.
Oh, they're my besties.
Oh, it's Nate from Amberlin.
No, see, that was good. I like that.
Yeah, no. That's why we did it like that. We were going to call you before, and I was like, no, let's wait.
No, we need real feedback. Real feedback from the kids. So
apparently the real feedback is...
Root canal.
So guess what? We just broke up.
Where can people get... Because I know you guys are wanting to release... I got this off the website for free, which first of all was crazy to me, because I'm like, why are you giving this stuff away? It's amazing. You should be making something off of it.
They make tens of dollars in their bands.
We've released three songs all for free.
Really?
You can stream the other two, but yeah, we've not charged anything for songs. So,
where can people go get it if they want to hear Carol Hood again? Other than, of course, Static Radio.
CarolHood.net.
There it is. CARROLL.
LLHOOD.
There you go. Two nice. R's, two L's, two O's.
Order a T-shirt there.
Yep.
Carol Hood. You know.
Yep.
There you go.
Listen to free music.
Hey, thanks for playing, guys.
Of course, dude. Hey, you know what? Don't let the haters get you down. You know. Because here's the thing. End of the day,
listen. I don't think you're annoying.
Thanks, buddy. And end of the day, you're still the drummer in Amberlin, and I'm still stuck doing this. So, if people don't like your side project, it's okay because you're in Amberlin. I got nothing, man.
You've got something. You have World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
You have World of Warcraft. You're huge there.
You're a hero in that
room.
Colin is hating this right now. You know he's driving to work listening to this, just so bummed.
And the funny thing is he's proving his point, because the email's all about how I'm self-centered and we're focused on me. Yeah.
Here we go.
Back to his antics.
Dude, Nathan, thank you, bro.
Yeah, man. Thanks so much for being on.
All right.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna see some new movies soon, and I'll call and give some more reviews.
Okay,
oh,
good.
I love it.
Good.
That'd be awesome.
We like that. All right, buddy.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Nathan Young, everybody. Drummer for Carol Hood, and also drummer for Amberlin.
Yes. Well, he actually writes in Carol Hood. He plays some guitar.
Really?
Sings. Yeah. He's all over it.
That's why it's so good.
I know it's good.
When are you guys going to get him to do more than drum in Amberlin?
Hey, he wrote two songs on this new Amberlin
record. Are you serious?
And we're almost about 90% sure that he wrote the single for the record.
That is rad.
Yeah, it's super rad.
When do we get to hear that, man?
No, I'm definitely.
Yeah. Static.
No, because my label called me and was like, no, we want to premiere the song on Static.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You're such a jerk.
That was awesome.
You're such a jerk.
Oh.
Static.
Oh.
We love you, Steve-O.
Hey, love you too, man.
You.
It's not about me. It's about my co-host. No, wait. It's not about my co-host.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's about your music director.
There you go. No, it's not about any of you guys. It's about Jesus, which is cool. So I don't
Amen.
Care.
Amen.
So I don't care. You know what I mean? Trash me all you want. You start trashing my savior, though, the gloves come off and I'll rip you apart. I'm just kidding. Thanks for the call, man.
I was just about to take it to a whole new level. I was about to say, like, it's all about the listeners, and you just Sunday schooled it.
I did.
You just took it to the Sunday school.
It did.
It's all about Jesus.
It is.
All right.
And you know what? That answer is actually correct.
That is all.
That's why we do what we do.
Ask me any question. Literally any question.
Why do you eat vegetables?
Jesus.
That's right.
Told me to be a good steward of my body.
Now, booyah!
So it's just an unfair answer.
It's not unfair, though. That's the truth.
Answer,
We're a ministry. We want to, you know, rock ridiculously awesome music, have some fun, I don't know, be stupid, so that maybe other people will see that Christians aren't so uppity and ridiculously legalistic about stupid things that don't matter. That we actually are still human beings as well.
Mm.
That we're all sinners and idiots and fools. But God loved us anyways, because while we were yet sinners, Christ died for our sins. Maybe that's what it's about. Maybe.
You just went on a tangent.
Sorry.
That was awesome.
I'll stop.
No, I like it. Keep going. I was just about to go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my Lord.
Truth. Static. Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know, Steve-O, sorry, I got to leave Steven out of this, but Steve-O, you know, you're a great guy. My family listens to you just about every day.
Cool.
Going to school or just on the phone or whatever, because you guys are clean and there are not any other morning talk shows or afternoon talk shows or whatever. It's not even a talk show.
Yeah.
But you guys are the only ones that I've listened to, so.
Right on. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys are loud.
We're clean-ish, right?
Well, yeah, you guys have some pretty bad humor sometimes.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, just a bit.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right.
What is she referring to?
I have no idea.
I'm just kidding.
She said we're clean. Haha, so fresh and so clean. And me.
So fresh and so clean, clean. All right, so we're playing some new music today?
Yeah, we do.
All right, let's hear
it. We got some more new music for you right now. This one coming from The Devious Means. The
awesome.
Devious Means?
Yes.
Devious Means.
The Devious Means.
Wait, are you familiar with these guys?
What's the inflection?
Wow, I actually found a band that you don't know. That's amazing.
That's awesome. I mean, yeah, that's awesome. I want to hear them.
I thought you were like the grand poobah.
I am not, my friend. I never claim to be. I read Pitchfork once a week. I just start reading it every
day.
Even.
Okay, I got to be honest. You've cracked that joke like three times today.
Billiam.
What is Pitchfork?
You know what it is, Billiam.
Don't tell him, because that would defeat
the purpose of Pitchfork. For those out there, nope, I'm not telling. Me and Billiam are in a club.
That's fine.
There's nothing on Google.
I don't even want to be in your stupid club.
Nobody
I don't
want
need
you
to be
in the club.
Good.
No,
I didn't ask to be in the club.
Look at your handlebar mustache. You couldn't be in the club if you tried. Seriously.
New Music Tuesday with The Devious Means. Song's called Whitmer. Let us know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it. Steve-O, Steven, and Billiam. Static Radio.
So that's The Devious Means.
Sorry. We're busy enjoying all of your comments on Facebook.
We're sitting here reading through them.
Yeah.
A lot of you have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Feel free to give your wonderful, wonderful opinions. I was just reading about some of the amazing comments we got so far. We got a couple already for The Devious Means.
Nobody really seemed to care about POD at all. You don't have anything. It's
four
comments. Barry, and then Barry 6 feet or more.
Wow.
On the POD. And then, you know, it was mixed review for Love Drug and Carol Hood. But overall, both of them, everybody seemed to dig it.
Oh, cool. Jesse says, awesome name, good music, dig, but can you guys play something bad so I can lash out on it?
Wow, that's true.
Wow.
You should.
Wow. Well, we actually have a local song I haven't
yeah,
heard
that's
yet.
That's what I was going to say.
I haven't heard this yet. These guys are from, where's Laughing Season? From Roswell? Hobbs. Clovis?
Clovis, I think.
Somewhere.
I think it's Clovis.
Not Albuquerque. A few hours away. So, this is actually a local track.
They've got a whole new album coming out, and they sent me this song. They're like, hey, man.
Check out this song.
This is their single or whatever.
Right.
You know, from the new album.
Okay.
I haven't really listened to it.
Local artist. We haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. Which is usually a good thing, because then we're super unbiased and just play.
I like to be surprised.
Yeah.
That would be so sad if they were really bad and their name is Laughing Season. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, oh, you just feel bad. Just feel bad. Could you not think of something a little more like,
yeah,
that was an awesome season.
Yeah.
And that would be the name of your band.
Awesome Sauce. Awesome Sauce? Sawsome.
Strike two.
Red Velvet Jacket.
Rah!
Woo! Yeah! I got one!
Whoa.
Yay!
That was good. Good.
I appreciate it. Okay, so here it is. Local band. In fact, if you're a local artist listening and you'd like to get your music played, or, you know, local to your place, I don't know. You don't have to be a local Albuquerque guy.
And you have thick skin.
And you have thick skin. That's absolutely right. You can send us your music. MyStaticRadio.com. There's a section, the local section, where you can upload your music. This is how we get a lot of our stuff, man. We have a whole locals rules section of Static Radio, and Billiam.
Yeah.
How many do you get tons regularly?
I probably get one a day at least.
Yeah, and being that we have a Battle of the Bands coming up, we're going to be hearing more of that soon, actually, because we're going to be doing something with all of the submissions that we received for Battle of the Bands.
Yeah, like the last 2 days that the submissions were open last week, I just got
a
huge amount of
Battle of the Bands
submissions.
How many bands put in?
Yeah, they're always late.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Oh, the album's coming out next month. Oh, actually, maybe not till summer.
Right.
Oh, no, next winter, I swear. Yeah.
So there it is. Yeah. So here it is. It is the Devious Means.
No.
No, we just did that.
We just did that.
Laughing season.
Gosh. Here, just take it, man.
No, you got it. Hey, guys, I'm sleeping in the morning.
Do I really sound like that?
Love with the laughing season.
That's the worst radio DJs ever.
That's what I feel like they all sound like.
Man of the box, get back in that box.
All right. That's exactly what people try to sound like.
Local band called Laughing Season. What's the name of the song, Steve?
Melt inside your love.
That's right. Take it or bury it. Where do they go?
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
You sounded like a clown.
What?
And I was like, beep, beep, beep. Anyways, okay. Laughing Season.
You sounded like a clown.
That's truth. Laughing Season, belt inside your love.
Dig it or bury it.
Yep. Steve-O, Steven, and Billiam. Static Radio.
I really just want a grilled cheese sandwich after listening to that song.
What?
All this talk about melting.
Yeah. Sustain. That's a sustain right there.
That was part
really
of the song.
Good.
That wasn't me.
I liked that, dude. That was good stuff right there.
Oh, you liked it? You liked the Laughing Season?
No, I was talking about you. I was talking about you at the end.
You should record little, like, 2-second clips of yells and groans and then just sell them to people use as samples.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
All right, they could come stock with GarageBand and like true. Every Apple or something.
I'll just say,
yeah.
Oh!
It is New Music Tuesday. That was a local band, actually. Laughing Season, Melt Inside Your Love. What do you guys think? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do we got, Steven?
Well, we got next up, we got Resurrection Lake with Ghost.
No, I mean on Facebook.
People, somebody said, love it, keep it, please. I really dig the vocals.
Okay.
Sounds like Nirvana. Oh, it's Nickelback, but worse. 12 feet under, please. Oh,
best song I've heard all morning.
They must have they just tuned in like during that song.
Bury it, please. Thank you for finally playing something from the east side of the state. These guys rock.
See them in concert if you can.
Dig
it like Lassie.
Dig it
like Lassie. Dig.
Oh, because Lassie's a dog. Right, right.
Badoom chink. Dig the music, not the singer. Oh, but it's something I'll forget I've heard a day later. That's, you know, okay. Great guys with a great message.
Get that guy a cough drop. That is my favorite comment of them all.
That was good.
It's good. He's good. Definitely got like the gruff. I immediately thought of, well, I don't want to say that. Never mind.
What? What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, because... You know, Kurt Cobain, but it's I'm not comparing Laughing Season to Nirvana.
Did you just compare Laughing Season?
I'm not, and I knew you were going to say that. I'm not. It's just that, never mind. I'm not even gonna
just say it sounds 90s and
okay.
Leave it at
okay,
that.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, that's a good assessment.
That's actually a really good assessment. So,
yep.
There it is. New Music Tuesday. We've got another band actually now. Are these guys local?
No.
Cool.
No,
okay.
They are just random band.
All right.
That
you found?
Got sent to me.
Have you ever heard of Resurrection Lake there, Steven?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't even remember if this one's good. It's been like a day and a half since I found it. So.
Oh, so that means it's so good you already forgot what it sounds like.
Could be.
Yeah. Okay. New Music Tuesday.
Leave that for the listeners to decide.
Steve-O, Steven, and Billiam, and your chance to... To help us figure out what we're playing here on this here station with the new hits.
Derp.
We got a new track from Resurrection Lake right now. Song's called Ghost. Dig it or bury it. Static Radio. That would be Resurrection Lake. Song called Knocking on Heaven's Door.
It's called
Ghost. Song's called Ghost. However, yeah.
Yeah, we got a few comments.
Yeah.
Bury it more than 6 feet.
Ah.
Oh. Great tune, but the vocals sound like a hillbilly on a hot tin roof.
Bury it.
Why would they bury it, but then they started out saying, great tune, but the vocals sound like a hillbilly. Bury it.
So yeah, because like, maybe...
Really good, it was bad.
Music's good, but let's be honest, vocals can make or break a song.
That's true.
They really can.
I was totally thinking I was going to hear the best punk opening ever.
Really?
What a letdown, bury it. Man, that's... Guys, 0 for 3. Brandon Holt likes this.
Huh.
I don't know if that means...
Brandon Holt's liked some questionable things in the past, so...
Oh, that's man. Awesome.
Yeah.
I totally agree with the whole singer can make a break song. Like,
oh, yeah.
I bet I could sing over an Amberlin record and make it terrible.
Yeah.
Very easily.
I don't
very easily.
Yeah.
Paul in Houston says, bury that song so deep that it gives the mall people yet another reason to attack us surface dwellers.
Oh, my God.
Not the mall people.
That was awesome.
And the winner for favorite comment of the day goes to...
That was good.
Paul Gallegos in Houston.
That was really good.
Amazing. So there it is. New Music Tuesday.
Static Radio provides either good music or music for you to get your aggression out on.
Yeah.
So either way, you win if you listen to us.
Very true. I like that. I like that. We are providing quality entertainment. Edutainment at that. Oh, man. So there it is. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We done with new music today?
We can be.
Yeah.
No, are we going to go out like that? I have no opinion on that last song. I'm just asking. Just in a general statement, are we going out like that? Do you guys feel this is appropriate allotment of our time?
Oh, man. Ooh, I don't know that we have anything new that's, you know.
There's one more. I don't know if it's like a diamond in the rough or anything like that.
What
it's
we got?
Called Ascend the Hill.
Is that the band?
Yeah.
Ascend the Hill?
Now oh, right no. off the bat, like, it sounds like, wow, this is going to be one of those, like,
death
Nashville...
Metal.
Oh, I was thinking, like, worship band or
oh,
something.
Oh, really?
Ascend
I was thinking, like, Ascend the Hill.
That's what I was thinking, like... X, Ascend the Hill, X.
Is that really what it is?
No.
Scottadoosh.
Definitely has got no Scottadooshes in it. That's for sure. It's,
Are you sure?
It could, if you want.
Okay, so now that we've set this up to be the best worst song in the universe, the band is called Ascend the Hill.
Yeah.
Are they local?
No.
Where do they hail from?
They hail from the Mideast.
Okay, Mideast.
Yeah.
Ascend the Hill. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You want to post that?
I will.
Ascend the Hill is the band, and I guess this is how we're going out.
Okay, that's right? Fine. Any other way.
For better or worse, till death do us part. All right? Ascend the Hill. So good to us. Name of the song. Yeah. Static. Ascend the Hill, so good to us, and that's how we end it. Right there.
Better.
Take it or bear it.
Better.
Yeah.
Bada boom.
There you go.
I agree. Way better. Way better. That would be it for us for New Music Tuesday anyway. We got Pastor Scott Tom coming in the 9 o'clock hour.
Ooh.
But what we got? Any comments on Facebook? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Ascend the Hill. Dig it. Bury it.
Love these guys. Great vocals. Great music. Not something I would listen to, but it's not the worst.
Okay.
No, just no. This is not their best song, but I dig it. I'd like to hear more from Ascend the Hill and Static.
Okay.
These guys these guys ain't gonna ascend anything anytime soon.
Oh. Wow.
Bury it beneath the mountain. Groovy. Good lyrics, but the timing seems a bit off. Makes it hard to dig it.
Yeah.
This song made today better. This was almost the most unmemorable New Music Tuesday ever.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Dude, you can't get mad at us. Blame all the people who sent us music. If you can do better, what? Send us music.
TJ.
TJ, come on, bro.
We'd love to hear your band.
Yeah.
Send it on in.
Yeah, there it is. I think, isn't TJ Holt in a band?
TJ, it's either TJ or his brother is part of... It's like So Say We All or something
okay.
like that.
Okay, you know what? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Check it out. We got one more song today.
One more.
One more song today that we're going to do for new music.
Are you going to play the 7-minute one?
Yep.
Oh.
Heck
well.
No.
No.
No, here we go.
But.
We really do.
So yeah, let's play that.
Yeah.
I want to hear this.
Okay.
This song is called 50-Foot Robot by So Say We All. So this is the last
This is local.
New music. This
yeah.
is local.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Dig it or bury it, So Say We All. Static Radio. We all 50-foot robot.
I'm just gonna read a few comments.
All right,
excellent.
It's okay. Good for the second time on a NMT. I have no idea what
New
that
Music
means.
Tuesday.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just from the intro, this guy digs it.
Okay.
This person says, interesting, but the hook of the song sounded like a robot upchucking chunks of dubstep. Stick with guitars and bass lines. I don't dig it.
Hannah. I like Hannah.
What'd she say?
No.
Just no.
I mean, go ahead.
If you happen to be into robots, this is your jam.
If you happen to be a robot. Oh,
that's even better. That kind of sounds like a mess.
Yeah.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, bury it. Oh my God, that's awesome.
I want to thank our listeners for just being amazing.
They're so witty.
They are.
Dude, these are some of the funniest comments.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm a fan of New Music Tuesday, I think, solely because our listeners come up with absolutely amazing comments for us.
Robot upchucking chunks of dubstep. <Yeah. laughs>
It really shows the true colors of static listeners, too.
You know, right?
That is incredible.
So we promise you guys better stuff next week, as long as you promise to send us better stuff next week.
It's true. It's true.
So we can only do what you guys send us.
Yeah, if there's a few bands that you don't think that we've heard of, I doubt that. But, you know, if you want to try, go ahead and send it to us. You know, go on Static, send us a message.
MyStaticRadio.com. Yeah. Yep. There's a locals rules section, and you can submit all of your music. Coming right back, we'll have Pastor Scott Tom of Cross Christian Fellowship. Want to talk a little bit about The Bachelor and seeing Jesus in a grilled cheese sandwich.
Mm. Is that a new story? Did you guys just hear about that here in Albuquerque?
Truth, I know. Jesus of Nazareth.
Jesus. Oh, stop.
Grilled cheeses of
Too
Nazareth.
Soon.
No?
Too soon. No? It's only been 2,000 years and that joke still isn't funny. Too soon.
I'm gonna do this break here.
I love it.
We'll come back.
Love you.
I love you.
Kisses.
Static.
Static Radio is KLYT Albuquerque.
The Vocal Few. We'll make it someday.
They made it.
They did make it.
They
That's
made it
Matt.
To Static Radio 88.3.
That's right. Matt from Classic Crime.
Yes.
And his lovely wife.
There you go.
Like, hey, let's do a band together. Because we don't hang out enough. We don't spend enough time together already.
It's true.
Let's
Good for
be
them.
In a band together. I know. It's
there
amazing.
You go.
Yeah.
Who do you think approached two?
Did the
wife go, you know, would be good? And he's like, oh, no.
You know, honey,
I don't think
you include me enough in your project.
Don't say it.
I was just thinking.
Please, no. Here it comes.
I mean, I don't know.
No. Please, no.
I'm a good singer, too.
Oh, no, I knew it.
You're not the only rock star in the band.
Hang on, honey. I've got a phone call. Yep. New York? You're on the line? Okay.
I'm your wife.
Or no, that's how it went.
Wouldn't you like to be in a band with me?
Yeah, it's not that,
Shouldn't
honey.
Shouldn't we share it's everything just,
I don't
together?
Share, I don't want to share a van with you.
But don't you love me?
I do.
Yeah.
That
just got really weird.
Yeah, it did.
That just got, yeah. So anyways, Vocal Few.
That was them.
Matt from
Classic Crime. That's literally
Crime.
How the band got together.
Like, that is not.
That's a reenactment. VH1 Behind the Music.
We need to get him on the phone and do that.
We should.
I'll play the role of his wife.
Okay.
And see how it really
went
down.
Let's call him after this.
Yeah.
Here we go.
We probably can. Yeah. And Will. I don't know. To my left, Pastor Scott Tom.
In studio, thanks.
Yeah, that's right. From Cross Christian Fellowship. Good morrow. Yeah, that's Lord of the Rings speak for good morning.
We've gone back to the 18th century.
Yes, that's right. Right?
Good morrow.
Is that how they talk? I don't know.
Yeah, that's how they talk.
I don't know. As always, we have the hot topic of the morning. When you come in, it's like, hey.
Hot topic.
Gotta have the pastor talk.
Gotta have hot topic
gotta
music.
We got a pro in the studio, all right? So we're going to talk about some pretty interesting things. I want to talk about The Bachelor, actually. I know you're a big fan of The Bachelor, one of your favorite shows on television.
Yeah. They don't miss an episode.
I'm sure you were really excited to see that Jesus actually made an appearance on The Bachelor.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I guess I missed that episode.
You must have missed it. It was a big deal this week.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so here's the deal. Guerda Maurice. She's put a lot of love into her Port St. Lucia home with plans to spruce up the backyard. She just had to get a picture of the ideal tent she saw on a scene of ABC's The Bachelor. She said, I gotta take a picture of that tent. So she took a picture with her cell phone. But she wanted a better shot of the tent. So she took a couple more shots of her television. She was watching The Bachelor. Great tent on that show, apparently. And with her third picture, her phone was vibrating and so warm and was just hot, like a burning smell, she said. She said the phone malfunctioned and mysteriously enough started working again the next morning.
Man.
Here we go. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. The picture she took the night before left her dumbfounded. In her second photo, she said she saw an image of a man in robes. His hands are clasped and his head is topped with scarves or something else, she said. I flipped the phone and I saw Jesus. And I said, oh my God, where did this picture come from? She had no idea because she was taking photos of The Bachelor. She said, it changed my life to talk more about Jesus, and I feel like he chose me for something special. I've been stopping people trying to express my feelings about him. And not to say she doesn't have her skeptics. I don't know.
Just saying.
Yeah. She said, I see an angel and a lady. But she said, no, it's Jesus. It's Jesus. No, it looks like an angel and a lady. No, it's Jesus! I'm seeing not only what it's done to her, but how it's changed other people, said the husband, who says, maybe it could be Jesus. So she's happy to walk around and show the photo that she snapped, and she's certain Jesus knows how to get his message out, and she says he wants people to believe in him, and in fact, she put out her email address for people to email her if they would like to talk to her more about Jesus. I'm not being funny. All because she snapped a photo of The Bachelor that turned into a photo of Jesus.
I don't see it.
You don't see it?
I don't see it.
Oh, you're looking at it.
I'm looking at it.
He's right there.
I don't see him. I'm going over there now.
Is that the head right there? And that's the robe right here?
What is he like? And he's putting a tap-out chokehold on somebody down here? Because I saw arms. Those look like arms down there. Or maybe it's somebody praising.
Maybe.
Or it's her glare, and she's just got a beard.
I don't see it.
I don't either. You want to post that?
Sure.
Will you post that on Facebook? Yeah, facebook.com/... Just post the whole article.
Okay.
Why not? But, here's the question, Pastor.
Oh, man.
All right. Here's the million-dollar question of the morning. Would Jesus really present himself through a television glare screenshot during The Bachelor? Are these... You know what I mean? I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
Anything's possible, you know.
This is the thousandth time that somebody saw him in a tortilla or a grilled cheese sandwich. Or where else has Jesus been seen? On the side of a barn.
Yeah, the grilled cheese sandwich was good, though.
That's because somebody got an imprint of the Christ and went...
Actually, yeah, they did, and they made lots of money.
They really did.
Off of it. Yes.
That's the truth.
No. It is harder than it looks. I took a lighter and tried
to... It was on eBay. It had to be real.
I tried to do it for like months. I was trying to get my own eBay little...
Come on.
Side of barns.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to know. It's possible that he could appear in The Bachelor?
Yeah,
that's your theological answer?
Yeah, it's... theological answer. Okay, let's go. Is there any place we see in Scripture where Jesus appeared
on a ham sandwich?
You know, ham sandwich or manna? He's on a falafel. I don't see any of that. There was typologies like the pierced bread in the Passover, but he didn't have, you know, like Jesus's face on the matzo balls or anything like that. So it's, you know, something like this is kind of ludicrous.
Okay.
I do think it's funny, real fast to interject, the fact that people, you know, they see, you know, Jesus in, like, especially like this particular picture, they see this figurine, and I'm just curious as to why Americans believe that Jesus was a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They have this picture of what they've seen of Jesus, and I hate to tell them, that, you know, Jesus wasn't even white.
Right. Yeah, he looks more like Saeed from Lost.
Yeah.
That's what I think of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go back a few years, he's looked more like a redheaded Irishman. And you've seen the pictures. Yeah.
Wow.
You go back with Jesus with the carrying the sheep and stuff. You go back to the 50s, 60s, those type of things. And it's he's got red wavy hair. And
wow.
It's
just, that's
he
funny.
He looks like an Irish.
He's taking a different, yeah.
I was just going to say, I have a statue that was gifted to me
right
here at the station.
Nice.
And God bless the person who sent it to me. It's Jesus, beard, white skinned. And he's kneeling down to grab a child.
Uh-huh.
And this child's little girl, she's wearing a pink, little pink nightie.
Uh-huh.
Blonde, curly hair.
Of course.
Blue eyes.
But Jesus had blue eyes too, didn't he?
Yeah.
See, that's funny.
I'm just saying,
like, culturally.
Yeah.
You know.
It's interesting how we
Jesus
identify
does not look
our Savior.
Anything like us.
But doesn't he? No?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Static!
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah, I have an answer.
Do you still play Amberlin?
Do we still play Amberlin?
I hope not.
We get so much of Steven these days that I don't know, man. What would you want to hear?
I don't know. I was just asking.
Yes, we do. Why?
Can you just play some of that and maybe Doubt by Sons?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. I could play some Amberlin at some point. All right.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Dude.
Amberlin.
Wow. Theological gold right there. I mean.
Yeah. Hey, you know what really gets me, though, is not that they're seeing it in here. It's that there's the desire to see.
True.
It's the desire to see that God would reveal himself that way.
Right.
And that comes from a theological bent of apparitions and appearances. And that's how God communicates. And he communicates through saints and that sort of thing. Rather than just his word. That everything's got to be modeled and filtered through the word. It's called the canon or the law for a reason. They called it that because it's the standard.
Right.
And scripture uses that very term itself, that it's the standard or it's the rule given once and all for the saints. And so we don't get any new revelations that's going to supersede it.
Right.
And so if we have this desire, like, oh, he's communicating with me. I see him in the reflection in this picture. That's so vague, you know, and it can be interpreted so many different ways that those things are scary because actually, you know, that's how, you know, Jehovah's Witnesses got started. It's how Mormonism got started, that we saw an apparition, you know, this angel or something came to visit. And now a message comes out that supersedes the gospel that's already given. And that's what's so dangerous. You can read into these things anything you want.
Right. If you're just joining us, Jesus made an appearance on The Bachelor. And of all the shows to make an appearance on, I mean, it's obviously he is the most eligible. I mean, he's the savior of the world. So
and he never married.
And he never married. So let's be honest.
Yeah.
But seriously, a woman took a photo of her television screen during The Bachelor and thinks that she saw Jesus in the photo. In fact, her phone malfunctioned, and it was so warm it started vibrating, hot like a burning smell, and it crapped out on her. And then started working the next day.
Ooh.
And when she turned it on, the first image she saw was this photo of Jesus. It just looks like a glare in the screen from her flash. So you can check out the photo at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think. Did Jesus make an appearance on The Bachelor? Is it sweeps week? Is it really that? Is it that time?
That could be.
You know, they always try and get like the big stars like on a show.
Yeah,
during the ratings. Stars, the ratings week.
See, how can we boost the ratings? They're in the studios. Okay, who can we get?
Baldwin's great. Now, can you imagine that guy who's pitching it? I got it.
Jesus.
Okay.
You know, the funny thing is, like, out of all the TV shows, that's the one Jesus would pick.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
let's be honest. I don't know.
What show?
Well, what show would be good on? He could be good on Lost, right?
Yeah.
When that was out.
Yeah.
And that's how it would end.
It would end because they wouldn't be lost anymore.
Yeah.
They once were lost.
And now
they're found. Yeah. Beautiful. Wow. Static Radio.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. How you doing?
Man, I was forced to watch The Bachelor last night.
Why?
because my girlfriend, she likes it. But, you know, dude, I would imagine...
Can I interject something real quick here?
Yeah.
If you're dating someone and her favorite show is The Bachelor, that may be a red flag that she's still searching.
She has not found friend.
Would it be more logical, though, if she just showed up on, like, Ninja Warrior or something like that?
That would be awesome. Warrior.
Yep.
But I actually had a serious question for you guys. What are your guys' take on the Shroud of Turin?
Oh, we actually talked about this just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
See, like, because I watched a documentary on it, like, was it on Easter? And, like, they had some really, like, for me, they had some really, like, crazy evidence on it. And, like, it was just weird the way they presented it. Stuff. And
what type of moisturizer was Jesus using that it burned into a cloth?
Exactly.
No, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Actually, they use olive oil.
Yeah. I don't think that burns cloths.
No, but that is a good point. We've talked about this before, and thanks for the call, because this is something. I mean, this is a quote-unquote image of Christ that's, thousands of years old that possibly Jesus projected himself onto, and I think the short answer was, it's possible, right?
It's possible. I mean, I've done study in this. I actually spent some time with Dr. Jackson, who was one of the individuals that went out, actually headed up the team that went out, and did the testing. And they from that, they took, the pictures and samples and pollen samples and all kinds of things. And I'll tell you what, when you get into it, aside from all the, look-see stuff that they like to do on National Geographic Channel and stuff, it's very intriguing. Let's put it that way.
Well, my question is, why? Why would God do that? Because to me, it just seems like, I think that these things are, I mean, just personal opinion, I have no frame of reference, but I don't think that they actually... are, like the shroud. I don't think that's actually Jesus. And the simple reason is because humans love to build idols. They love it. And so when you have the bones of Saint Paul and you have this and of this and this disciple, men want idols. I mean, it's like, in the Ten Commandments, I feel like it's almost human nature to set people on pedestals, set the shroud. And I feel like that's the same reason why God won't allow the Ark of the Covenant to be discovered, because he knows that people are going to go, oh, this was the presence of God. Well, then let's worship to find God.
Yeah.
And the same could be said about like revivals. Like people go to these churches to find God and they drive for thousands of miles, when in all actuality, the Holy Spirit's right here. God's right here. We don't need these things, these objects, to be adored. That's not the whole purpose of them.
Right.
So I don't understand why Jesus would leave the shroud and say things like, "Blessed are those who don't
blessed
see,
are those who don't see,
and yet believe." So why would he say that and then hand, here's a shroud? Well, these are for those few people that that don't see me, and I need them still.
But I mean, on the flip side, he did answer doubting Thomas. You know what I mean? It's
absolutely.
Like, hey, man, you want to see? Fine, you need the proof here. Check it out. Here's the proof.
Okay, then. I understand playing. I like this. I like this.
I do too.
This is why the. But my question is, why a cloth then? Jesus could leave, like so many
hand
other
sanitizer. And,
why not so many more things he could use?
Jesus' hand sanitizer.
It was probably filthy in Jerusalem. Let's be honest. Walking around with Purell. Come on, it was his spit. And he just—I mean, he did spit on people's eyes, and
that's
they were
true.
Healed, right? So would that be that was the first form of pure L?
Oh,
L being pure.
No.
And
I'm not believing.
Where are we?
You don't appreciate my humor.
Oh man.
No, but I'm just Michael. So my question is just why?
No, I understand.
Let's say
that.
Hypothetically,
no.
It
apart
is
from
his.
That, hold
why?
On. Apart from that, I understand that.
Yeah.
And that was my. I rejected it whole, totally out.
Mm-hmm.
And but I started seeing some major Christian theologians look at it, the evidence, and go, there might be something to this, which made me go, if this guy's looking at it and going, I'm not going to directly reject it, let me go check the evidence out.
Yeah.
So as I come back and you look at the evidence, we can't even duplicate it now with all our modern technology. We cannot duplicate what's on the shroud. And if you look back and say, okay, where's this cloth from, come from, and how old is it? The only real thing that they're coming up with is the carbon dating, which shows it to be you know, mid 14th, 15th century, somewhere around there. They have a, you know, dating. But they also took it from a place that was repaired right around that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you look at it and you go, okay, what is this? It's not paint. There's actual blood on it. The wounds are consistent with the biblical times. The type of burial is consistent. It's consistent with crucifixion. It's got pollen and plant art, you know,
pollen from
seeds
that
and stuff.
Yeah.
From that time, from right. Israel. And now all these scientists look at it and they cannot duplicate it. And it's a reversed image. It's a photographic, you know, negative, which nobody knew about that till the age of photography. You know, and so it would usually come from a light source. I mean, it's just very intriguing. I'm not saying it's real.
Right.
I'm just saying I cannot discount it. Because there's no evidence to do that yet. And so I can't say yes, it is, and no, it isn't. But it's not being bantered about or used. They don't let anybody really see it. It's not being seen in light or light of day. So it's not something that, you know, even the Catholic Church is using on a regular basis, like they used to use artifacts and other things. So why would he allow something like that to be around? I think it, you know, one thing it causes the conversations to go. This would be something that would be a tangible proof of resurrection without, it's the closest thing you could have to a picture or a movie of the resurrection from that era. That's interesting to me.
Yeah, and I think the one thing that's always been interesting, by the way, oh, he hung up. Okay, cool. Thanks for the call. The one thing that's at least been intriguing to me is with all the other things in history that have come out, like, it's the scrolls of the blah, 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 and it's the this or the that. Scientists throughout the ages have been able to prove them factual or bogus, right?
Right.
Pretty much everything else that's come out. Hey, this is from the Solomon's Temple, and this is from, wow, that's amazing. That's actually bogus. Hey, this is actually real. This is from that time period. The Shroud is like the one piece of quote-unquote evidence that everybody's scratching their heads on, which kind of makes it mysterious and intriguing either way.
It is, because it's not paint, and it's not burned.
Right.
And so this is something that really is like the only way they think could happen is this is like a radiation
right
type of scenario, which is incredible. You when you look at it, the image is you know, as they wrapped it, it even fits perfectly as far as wrapping it on a person. They've actually taken people the same height and everything, you know, kind of take a mock-up of the shroud and wrap it. And so even the wrappings and the folds work as far as where the blood pooled and everything else. Where if you're just painting it, how do you get the the actual folds and the where the blood would run in a crease of a fold because it's wrapped around a body? It's just really intriguing.
I think Leonardo da Vinci made it.
Could be.
He invented it.
He invented it, man.
He created it.
Along with peanut butter.
He did.
Yep.
He did. If you're just joining us, Steve-O, Steven, and Pastor Scott Tom from Cross Christian Fellowship, we started talking about this woman who took a photo of the Bachelor television show from her camera phone, and an image of Jesus appeared. And so it became yet another big deal. Jesus was on The Bachelor. And we posted that story / photo. You can check it out. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. But it seems like Jesus is popping up everywhere. He's making personal appearances. He did a signing at Hot Topic with Robert Pattinson for the last Breaking Dawn movie.
Did he?
No, he didn't.
Man.
No. You think really he would walk into a Hot Topic? Actually, he probably should walk into a Hot Topic because never mind. Just saying. Are your t-shirts sold in Hot Topic? Are there Amberlin shirts in Hot Topic?
No comment now.
Okay.
Jeez.
But we started talking about Jesus and his appearances, quote unquote, and yeah, whether or not these are legit. I mean, we can't really say whether or not Jesus on a piece of French bread is a legit sighting or not. However, it does bring up some good conversation. So 505-338-3700 if you would like to interject. We got a great phone call from somebody who asked about the Shroud of Turin. And you posting that?
I'm trying. Facebook's okay. Being slow.
Facebook's being slow.
Or maybe it's the Dell.
Yeah. So there.
Just kidding.
Maybe it's already there. It says you've already entered it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Oh, well. Refresh. Leave the page. I mean, just refresh.
I'm doing it.
just refresh. So yeah, Steve-O, Steven, and Pastor Scott Tom, 505-338-3700, the phone number. And yeah, an interesting conversation, to say the least. Hello, Static.
Yo, what up?
What up?
Yeah, excuse me. And about what you guys were talking about yesterday for a little while about what character you fit and you feel best describes, I guess, a little bit, or you relate to from the Bible.
Yeah.
It was funny, after you guys talked about it yesterday morning, I read the book of Jonah, and I had totally spaced this, and I was like, wow, I really relate to Jonah, not on the fact that he didn't want to see people. You know, because Jonah, like, hated the people of Nineveh.
Right.
I don't hate the people of Albuquerque.
Right.
I guess my thing is, I love how the book of Jonah ends where God asks him, you know, does your anger suit you well? You know, does it do you well? And, you know, I had a really big anger problem, you know, a couple of years ago. And so I can really relate to Jonah. I was talking to my wife about this last night. I was like, I can really relate to him because, you know, I had a really big anger issue, and God really just called him out on it. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, man.
So,
dude.
But anyway, I just wanted to share my two cents about that.
Right on.
So, cool. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thanks, man.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Very cool. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or facebook.com/mystaticradio. You just posted the info on. Not everybody knows the Shroud. I didn't know about the Shroud until I started working here and somebody was talking about it. And I said, what? I'm sorry, what is it? When was this discovered? Many moons ago.
Yeah, many moons ago. About the time they actually traced sightings of the Shroud from about the 12th century forward. But in the, I think it was the 15th century, Catholic Church took control of it. It was actually in France for a while, and they believe it was in Syria for a little while. So they've got, the thing about it is they have paintings depicting the Shroud from like the 6th century.
Wow.
But what's peculiar about it is the Shroud has a very particular weave in the cloth, and it's a very expensive cloth, and there's a particular defect in it, and the painting picked that up.
Wow.
And so that, you're like, wow, that's really weird.
Right.
So that would mean that they're actually looking at it, and they drew, you know, painted the actual defect along with it. And so it's very, very intriguing, some of the evidence that goes with it. It takes it back farther than that time.
Yeah.
Here's what the last view of that is. Because now they're seeing some from, you know, different lighting and different patterns, different testing. They believe that this was actually a cloth used at a dinner.
Oh, wow.
And so this would have been maybe even the Passover cloth.
Okay.
Because they were at a rich man's house in the upper room.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they see is some smidgens of. So they had to bury him quickly.
Yeah.
And where do you go get a burial cloth? So
right.
It's thought that they grabbed this tablecloth, might have belonged to Joseph of Arimathea, they don't know, and wrapped him in it, type of thing. And so there's very intriguing evidence there, and you're like, wow, okay, I don't know, I'm not saying it is real.
Right.
But I'm saying I can't disprove it.
Yeah.
And many scientists all this time, that's why you keep seeing these shows come up and over again, because even modern scientists, except for the carbon dating, which could be real,
yeah,
you know, dates it in mid-14th century. So that may wipe everything out.
True, but how did they have a painting in the 6th century of the exact...
right.
Exact cloth of the...
That's... Yeah. That was a stumper.
Yeah.
A real stumper. So they have to go back and try to discredit that and say it's not 6th century.
Yeah, but I've heard carbon dating. I heard that you could take a piece of burnt toast and carbon date it to, like...
Yeah.
BC.
Well, you can, because there's 14 different elements that will alter carbon dating quite a bit. Fire being one, you know. Mm-hmm. Why? Because it produces carbon.
Right.
Right? That's the byproduct. Water, electricity, magnetism, a whole
everything.
Bunch of things.
So, everything.
Pretty so much, if 14... you're an X-Man, your power.
Yep. Yeah. Wolverine came
except
by.
Except for
that's
Wolverine.
That's what it was. That's what it was. No, or Dr. Magneto? Yeah.
No, he's not a doctor. He's a...
Oh.
Like, was he doc? No, Eric Lyncher. He wasn't a doctor. He's just a master of magnetism.
Master of magnetism.
That's a good...
That'd be good.
Title. So, anyways... You're thinking of Professor Xavier. He was a doctor. He was his best friend.
He was his best friend, right.
Until X-Men First Class, and then it just went downhill.
I haven't seen that movie. So,
what?
Oops.
I'm going to give you a list of movies that you shouldn't have seen.
I shouldn't have said that.
Man.
Did I say that out loud?
You're busy watching all the Shroud of Turin documentaries.
Yeah.
Static.
Hey, I love how you guys get off topic so easily. That's hilarious.
I know. Just a rabbit trail. My mouth was open. I was like, wow.
So, yeah.
But anyway, I just want to say I totally agree with Steven on this one. Like, I don't think the Shroud is real.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think it's Jesus. Because I think God specifically wants us who didn't live in Jesus' time to really believe in him without... having, like, actual articles to, like, because as humans, I think we really want that, to believe in everything. So I think he specifically wants us to believe in him without stuff like that.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, let me ask you personally, have you ever asked God for a sign? Lord, if you want me to do this, will you open this door? Will you make a way for this?
Yeah.
Is that considered a similar form? Hey, God, I need this done, and I need the faith to get this done, so will you produce this in me right now?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's kind of similar, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just asking. It's interesting.
It's
in me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And thank you for the call, though.
We don't, and that's true. We don't need signs. We don't have that. All I'm saying is...
I put out a fleece blanket every day.
We can't.
Wow.
A fleece
blanket.
Fleece blanket.
This
side is wet.
We just can't say, this is the way I feel, and therefore it is. I mean, there needs to be evidence. For me, there's got to be evidence. Mm-hmm. I rejected it for the longest of times, and I'm still somewhat skeptical. I'm not saying that's proof, and I need that proof. The more you learn about it, you just start going, wow,
this is interesting.
This is interesting, and it's not something that I can just say it's not of God. It's not credible because there's no evidence to prove it that way. There's a lot of evidence that shows that this is something that was extraordinary. Something extraordinary happened with this cloth for the time. They can't determine. They can't, and with all of our modern technology, can't reproduce it.
You can send a monkey into space, but you can't reinvent the Shroud of Turin.
I mean, you can paint it, but there's no paint on it. I mean, you can burn that same thing, but there's no burning on it.
Yeah.
You can use light to create a, you know, kind of discoloration on it. But this actually has cellular degeneration, which means it was a real human
right.
in this. It was real blood in this.
Mm.
And this man was crucified. This man has wounds on his wrists and on his feet. He has wounds in his brow.
Yeah,
you
on
know,
his side.
And he has this opening on his side like a spear or something went through his side.
Yeah,
and out of that wound, you can see the separation of the blood and water.
Right,
because the blood pooled up and did. You know, forensic scientists have looked at this and. You know, they know dead bodies and things. And they've said, yeah, this person was, you know, stabbed in this way. And the blood did separate into that, I don't know, serum, what they call it. But
coagulation.
No, it's opposite of the coagulation. But it's where it breaks down. Right? So, I don't need it to believe. I'm just saying is...
Yeah. It's intriguing.
You can't just say, nope, it's not, because God doesn't work that way. Well, right. I agree that we don't need signs, but...
I cannot
right now. I don't have enough evidence to say it's absolutely not
right.
Which is crazy, because I'm the opposite of that.
So why all these things is my question, because as we see this woman getting back to the we posted a photo of the woman from not on The Bachelor. She was taking a photo from The Bachelor and saw Jesus in her. Are we that desperate? That we just want, we're a generation that needs a sign, that needs to see God, that needs the proof. So we're looking for him in our eggs or the side of our barn or our French toast or wherever we see Jesus.
Well, I think every generation kind of, because you don't have God in front of you, so you look for those things. I mean, just think about Elijah.
Right.
There they are, they're serving Baal, and Elijah comes up and he goes, how long are you going to fault between two positions? If God's God, serve him. If he's not, then don't. But you need to make your stance. You can't serve two. And God did give a sign. He caused fire to come down from heaven to take the sacrifice and the altar and the water around it and the dust around it. It made a big hole, basically, in the thing.
Yeah.
And people, chose to serve him. I mean, God has worked some... in the past in ways like that.
Right.
So I think every generation wants to see some kind of sign, because we don't see God every day. And you're like, God, I just knew you were there. Now, I'm not saying that's good. I'm just saying that we've done that.
My friend Dion just texted me, Dion.
Yeah.
And he just said, Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And he said, people look for proof in everything but the Bible.
Yeah.
Sad commentary on our adulterous generation who seeks out the sign.
Right.
And I'm not saying the shroud is a sign. I'm just saying.
But the point of that, there's evidence of things not seen. There's evidence of God who is not seen. That's the point of that verse.
Right.
Not that you believe without having any knowledge, or you believe like blind faith.
Oh,
that's
true. That's the point of that verse. Absolutely.
Right.
And so that's a verse that's saying that we have evidence.
Right.
Why? Well, we have evidence that...
the writings of Josephus. I think of the writings of who wasn't even a Christian. This was a Jew who was tasked with, there's this crazy cult. They're called Christians. Go write about them. Find out what's going on. And
So we have evidence. We have what is called forensic evidence, or evidence where you could go and say there's testimony. How do you know this is true? We got the evidence of the apostles, their testimony, and they kept that testimony unto death. And so people don't die for a lie. They would die for the truth. Mm. If you know it's the truth, then you not everybody dies for that. But nobody knowingly dies for a lie. And so that's evidence that you could take and say, that's why I believe. Because I don't think we should have easy believism, or believism that is, just based on, I have a feeling. If that's the case, then that's what the Mormons do. I have a liver quiver. I feel this burning in my bosom, and you can't talk them out of it, because they just have a feeling.
I've never heard that before. I haven't either.
And so this is something that we believe because there is evidence.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying people should believe because of Shroud. Don't get me that way.
Right.
I'm totally the opposite. If you listen to me on Saturday mornings and know their doctrine, I present reasons for our faith. But I like to say there needs to be reason. Just because somebody's feeling something doesn't make it right.
Right.
There does need to be evidence there.
Yeah.
And so when we're looking at Christianity, is there evidence? Yeah. There's biblical evidence. You look at the Bible, there's evidence for the existence of God with the theological argument, the cosmological argument, the design argument, the moral argument. There's sound reason to believe in God.
Right.
And so we have the evidence of what's not seen.
Right. I like it. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, I want to say my opinion about that girl. I don't think God can contradict himself when he said, you shall not make image
of what's in heaven and earth or underneath, you know? And I think God would contradict himself by showing up on a piece of bread or a piece of fire tortilla.
Right.
So some girls, you know, can put it on a frame and worship him because that's not what God said in the Bible. That's right. What I believe. Those things are not real.
All right. Huh? I like
that's
that.
My opinion.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Thanks. And your accent rules. Yeah. So, thank you.
It made it all that
thank
much
you.
Better.
It made it so much more perfect.
I wish so much more Jesus would appear on a tortilla. For
really?
Me. Yeah, man, I got a mortgage payment.
Right.
I'm not stupid as I look.
Right. That should be the next album cover for Amberlynn.
No,
you'll sell a billion a piece of toast with Jesus, yeah. You know?
And the title's I'm Not As Stupid As You Look. Or Are You As Stupid As You Look?
No, you know, but post-resurrection, Jesus did still make an appearance.
He did.
He did, boom. He did still show up, and that was definitely a sign and wonder because it knocked Paul on his butt, you know? But, I mean, that's pretty sure that was a one-time deal. I'm pretty sure he didn't do that a whole lot.
A whole lot.
A whole lot.
If people need it, I'm sure he would do it in his
life.
Yeah.
So, this is a fun conversation, but it's just one of those that
the bottom
I don't
line
know.
Is God can do whatever he wants.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I'm not going to sit here and point a finger and tell him what he can and can't do because, oh no, I like my fingers right where they're at.
Right. Well, we were talking about this the other day about our faith. God can use anything. So could he
absolutely.
Use this lady who, you know, took a photo of the glare on her screen and said it was Jesus? Absolutely.
True.
He can use that. As we said the other day, he used 9/11. I mean, how many people came into church from that devastating, horrific tragedy?
Yep.
People said, I need a savior.
Yep.
I realize I'm mortal and this is not all there. I need, is this it? Is there more? And so can God use these situations? Yes. But did God ordain these moments, these tortilla moments? I don't know.
You know, God does some things that really kind of blow my mind. And think of the stirring of the pool. An angel comes down and stirs the pool. The first one in the pool gets healed.
Yep.
Right? It's like a race to get it.
That's true.
That gets me. I'm like, there's a few things about God that I'm like, that doesn't match my mind or my thought of you.
Right. Why not just sit in the pool?
Why? Yeah.
Why just sit there? Just stay in the pool.
But he also used that. I know. I'm first. You know. Yeah.
I'm already here.
But then.
Good luck.
Then he confronts the one man there. Would you like to be healed? Well, of course. That's why I'm at the pool.
Right.
But he uses that to draw him in and then confront him about his sin.
Yeah.
And it's just so intriguing. Cause so he does use things that are a little bit uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
Like the shroud, to be honest, is a little uncomfortable for me. But I can't argue it out yet.
Yeah.
But I'm not for it. Understand, I'm not saying...
You don't have a poster in your room?
I don't. But
autograph poster in your room?
Autograph poster, yeah, Jesus.
I'm K-I-T, really, Jesus. Sure.
But I can't... I can't say it's not.
Right.
Yet. I don't see any evidence yet that I can say absolutely. Nor, I could never have 100% evidence to say that says it is.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is, God can use that in a situation.
True.
If it doesn't lead people away from God, I'm not going to criticize it right now.
Okay.
And so...
That's a good point.
You know, now, I think something like this flashbulb, and I criticize that because I think people are going to look at that and really go, oh, come on.
Those idiot Christians.
Type of thing, you know. And they may even say that about the shroud, too. And they probably do. I used to.
Yeah.
But after I got into, you know, looking at a little more detailed and information, you know, most of those guys that were in that original party that went and looked at it thought they were going to, in 30 minutes, they're going to prove it was a fake.
Right.
And like 70 or 75% of them came to the Lord.
Wow.
These scientists, because they're like, I just can't, this is astonishing.
Yeah.
So that made me stand up and go, huh.
Right. Wow.
So it's, but... For other people, it might stumble them. So I never really bring it up very often.
Right. No, it's a good conversation. Thanks for the caller who called in and gave us the hour that we've had.
Yes,
our show's pretty much over. Steve-O, Steven, and Pastor Scott Tom, dude, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, always a pleasure, man.
Yeah.
Crossfellowship.org is the website. And
can I say one more thing?
Of course. Are you kidding
me? I'm so excited. My pastor's coming out.
Yeah.
Pastor Raul Reed.
Yeah, he's teaching here on Wednesday. He's teaching at your church.
On Thursday.
He's crazy. And he's all over the place.
He's all over the place.
He's amazing.
But we have a shepherd school, and we're raising men up for the ministry. Now, that's going to sound really weird after I just kind of talked about the shroud, isn't it?
No, why would that be weird?
We train men for the ministry, and it's a 2-year mentorship program. It's called our shepherd school, and we actually got 3 guys ready to plant churches right now out of the first group.
All right.
And one guy already pastoring out of the first group. And he's going to be out Cross Fellowship Thursday night, 7 p.m., doing open house for our shepherd school. He's going to teach on leadership. So everybody's welcome.
All right.
Come check it out.
Thursday night, all the details, I'm sure, crossfellowship.org.
Correctamundo.
Right on. It is, just about that time for us to say goodbye. Steven.
Alfredo Zen.
Good conversation this morning.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Dude, I want to say this. The book of Jeremiah, the prophet leaves us with some great words from God, who says, if you seek me, you will find me when you seek me with your whole heart. Or if you earnestly seek me, you will find me. If you're listening and maybe you don't have that, maybe you haven't had that experience, maybe you're a skeptic like I was for many, many years and sought out to basically disprove my family's faith because it was just kind of stupid, and I saw how hypocritical Christians were and how ignorant everybody else was. Man, I challenge you to seek God, because God gives a promise that if you truly, earnestly seek him, you will find him. And he can use a stupid piece of toast or the bachelor glare on the screen or a shroud or a talking donkey or whatever the heck he wants to use, because he's God. But if you seek him earnestly, Bible says you will find him. And that's my challenge to those listening who may be skeptics of not the shroud, but God's word.
And everything is governed by God's word, though. He's never going to do anything outside of his character or his
word. Absolutely not. Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
But seek him.
Yeah.
Steve-O's right. Seek him, man.
Yeah, man.
That's the best thing ever.
That's the best thing you can do, honestly.
Yep.
I dare you. Try and disprove him. Really.
Do it.
Do it. Have fun. It worked out for Lee Strobel really, really well. So, interesting stuff. But, all right, that's it for us. We're out. Right back with a culture shock from Day to Remember. And, of course, Middays with Adri. She's up next. Static Radio.